Hello, everybody. I am Chris.
I'm known as Craig.
And I am known as Jack.
Yes.
I didn't like him doing that.
Anyway,
that's what I'm saying.
Leaving your likes and dislikes aside for a fucking moment.
I'm not happy about it.
Well, welcome back to the table. In our end was our beginning. Rose.
Yay!
Ooh, and I'm Rose. Is that what I'm supposed to say? And I'm Rose.
No, you can tell me the bike. Say fuck
and this is me.
In a John Colston.
This song, is isn't me.
We're watching this film at the express desire of Craig.
Of Nakam.
Yep. What film are we watching? Which apparently seems just to be a fire hit warning.
Yeah, we're just getting lots of things about interviews now coming up. and Jackson's be pressing the recorder. Here we go.
Hey,
we've got the Columbia Pictures sign. And the film we are watching is
filthy.
Francis Ford Dracula's Bram Stoker's Coppola, or something like that.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah.
Who is that an impression of?
Don't know.
All right.
You,
some wee dude.
Your ma.
She does sound like that.
but swearier.
Mm-hmm. Usually with more reference to her vagina.
Yay!
Now this film starts with a dubious history lesson, Craig.
It does, yeah. Should we go to the history of the film or the history of the film of what they're saying first?
The history of films?
First of all, I think you should tell us why we're doing this and why Rose has been compelled to come here for this.
Are there subtitles happening, Chris?
No, they're meant to be.
We are missing the subtitles. Shall we start again?
No, just keep going and I'll get them sorted out.
Okay, so we're watching this because, well, it came out 25 years ago last week.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack fucked us about and didn't come over to do them.
That's me.
Having said that he would, keeping us all apart. So it came out 25 years ago last week.
I thought it was 1992 this was released.
It was made in 1992. It was released in the UK in January the 29th or 25th, I think, 1993.
Wow.
And ever since we made the very first commentary, I've wanted to do this because basically I think it was made for ladies like Rose.
God, that is so offensive.
I know,
this
yeah.
This is going to be a great night.
Yeah,
was it?
But they made this thinking you would like this.
Why do you think it was made for ladies like Rose?
Because they think, well, it's, what I should say is, it's made for ladies that they think Rose is like.
Right.
They think it's made for slightly gothy girls.
Yeah, at the time.
Who would have been wandering about looking at their shoes and finding the idea of a rapey pseudo-wolf coming out of the Middle Ages and getting a hard of you. Exciting.
So who are you offended with at this point? Who are you not offended with at this point?
The patriarchy.
You, yeah, because you haven't said anything, but you are a man, so shut it. Yeah. Chris.
I'm barely a man.
Yeah, fair enough. Chris is fine. Craig in the film.
Craig yeah, I'm on your side.
Craig in the film and my teenage self for enjoying this.
Did you like this film?
Did
it work? Did it?
No, I didn't particularly like it.
Right.
I probably enjoyed its aesthetic sensibility, but my adult self is quite ashamed that my young self didn't perceive everything that is totally objectionable about
what's
the sexual politics in it.
Mm. Well, we've got plenty of time.
But you are right that it looks beautiful. Already it looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a John Martin painting and like a Lotte Reinhardt animation in the first couple of minutes, you know.
Yeah, it does have that weird thing where it's almost like animation at the outset.
Yeah.
Puppets and things.
Bit, yeah.
I can do an impression.
Touch the monkey's paw. Oh,
yeah. I can do an impression of John Martin. Probably
not that John Martin. The painter.
Can we hear your impression?
Why have I come here?
Sorry, is he deaf?
That's quite accurate, isn't it? That was Son of Air by John Martin.
He was from Shawland, so it's much about the same thing.
That was quite good, though, wasn't it?
I don't really know his music at all. He was the big guy that lost his leg and that.
Sorry, is he Paul Sheen?
Jack, I can't see this film because you're in the
way. Paul Sheen could have been.
Yeah. So here we go. So the history lesson is apparently that Dracula was this medieval prince, okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Is that Dracula, Gary Oldman?
Yes, yeah. But none of that's in the... See, the thing about this film, and from the title, they try to suggest that this is the most sort of...
The most incredible love story ever told.
No, the most amazingly detailed adaptation of the book.
What is it?
So is this
which is not
faithful, then?
No. Yeah, but it's not in the slightest.
So it's that kind
None of this love stuff's in the book at all.
Are we supposed to be surprised, by the way, that the priest is played by an uncredited Anthony Hopkins?
I don't know what they're fucking thinking about there.
It's almost like...
What? Makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, look, you see him. Look, so, like, everybody who's in the film basically is in this yeah. opening scenes. As if it's supposed to be the sort of synchronicity of time.
Oh, yeah.
Oceans of time. Oh, of course. Oceans of time.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, bastards!
And isn't they not thinking about that because they're far too busy thinking about, like, let's make a film about, like, the beauty of fated love, and that's why you should just stay with a bastard millennia. An abuser.
So is this one of those things where they say, of course, actually what Dracula is about is it's not just about
they try and make it into a love story.
It's not a horror film, it's about a passionate man.
You've gone back
man.
To the original text kind of
What
thing.
I don't understand is why at this point when he does that, his sword just doesn't go click and they all go, what are you up to, you fucking Raj?
Because nothing stabbing makes bits sense of stone. In this film.
I've made a deal with the devil. Oh, really? So, it's a church.
Yeah, what was he doing there?
It's not where he usually hangs out.
That's the last place you'd expect to find the devil.
It is the very last place. Up at the old castle.
So does this happen in the book then?
Nope. Nope. Nor is there this link to the Vlad the Fifth of Wallachia, which is kind of who was the inspiration, supposedly, for Dracula, because he was known as Dracula.
So they're trying to tie up.
But they're saying that was definite, that's who he is, but none of that's in the book.
Oh, where his fucking armour comes from, either.
But the armour looks great, doesn't it? That's the trouble.
On that right now.
So have you read...
Stained devils, you'll need stained devils to
have
tonight.
I read the book?
Yeah.
Yes, I have read the book, yes. It's very good, it's an epistolary novel.
I have read the book, yeah.
And how old were you when you read it?
15.
You're three.
Having a cock off about who was the speckiest teenager.
I was a specky teenager. Three.
Did you think it was a good book?
I mean, it's a classic of literature. I'm not sure that I could get that excited about it.
I think you're avoiding the question there. Just fucking yes or no. Is that a good book?
No.
I never liked it. Well.
Here's where it's starting to go mental already. Yeah. Tom Waits has turned up.
Wow.
It's the wrong time and the wrong film. Shouldn't be here.
Dracula's in my name!
Tom Waits. He was responsible for the longest nights of my life.
Why? What did you?
Because I saw him in concert.
Would he not give it?
No, that happened. No, it was about 7 or 8 years ago. It was his first concert in Scotland for like 30 odd years.
Oh, yeah.
Got tickets, you had to bring your fucking passport to get in and all this stuff because they were trying to make sure nobody got in they didn't want to. It was awful.
Really?
It was the middle of summer in Edinburgh Playhouse. Because of his voice, they had switched off the air conditioning.
Speaking of mental voices.
It was roasting. He came on, he sung all these recent songs, which are this kind of fucking rubbish, sub-Brecht and all sort of stuff. It was crap.
If Tom Waits, why does Doris Speed...
Oh, why don't you fuck off?
I literally just thought that.
If Barbara knocks, why is Jack a cunt?
Yes, here we go. Here's Keanu. Oh, and this is Winona.
Gosh, she looks young there, isn't she?
This is in that middle period in between Heathers and Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And let's set up...
It's a long middle period.
Oh, it's a damn long middle period. But let's just set up the purity of their chaste love.
Yeah.
So that we can all appreciate how supernatural it is when she starts wanting the Bobby, because God forbid that a woman should want to be fucked
absolutely.
Without it being witchcraft.
Mind you, that's all it fucking, takes, you know.
It's a fucking job with Tessio Shea's underwear on. Fucking nick of that.
Here we go.
Peacock.
He's got a peacock.
What are you trying to tell us here, Francis? I've got the peacock's eye.
Doodle-a-doo, peacock.
Oh, there we go.
So, Rose, did you...
Oh, he's coming out of a tunnel.
Here's the train set.
That's subtle, isn't it? That's a subtle little nod to the fact
Well, no, and this is the interesting thing, was when I saw it on the premiere night in Glasgow in the pictures...
Did you?
Half of the... And it was in the big old Odeon too. It was a big hall. And sort of half of half of the audience started laughing at the train. And sort of the other half got... That it was meant to look at a train.
Right, I see.
But I don't think the other half ever really got back with the film.
Yeah.
And the other half, including me, lost. We were lost about 10 minutes later anyway.
Yeah.
Look at his face, though. God love him like a Labrador trying to comprehend the mysteries of the universe.
he tries blessedly hard, doesn't he?
It just occurs to me, do you think he's actually trying to be like Jim Dale? I think he's trying to be like Jim Dale.
He doesn't do any pratfalls, though.
Sorry, he jumps off a castle at the end.
I suppose
but
so.
He should go... Wah, 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 wah.
Or sort of at some point when the three women turn up, he should go... Yeah.
There he is, he's having a wee peep at Winona Ryder's picture and having a...
So is he Van Helsing then? Is that right?
No, he's Jonathan Harker.
Oh, that guy, right.
It's so, like he barely turned up. Yeah.
You almost glory in your ignorance, don't you, you big fuck?
What do you mean almost?
He said always.
Let the record show I did actually say almost, but you're right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You should have said always.
Aye. From here on in, I said always.
Yeah. So when did
George
you first,
put us right.
When did you first see this, Rose?
Lightning!
Oh, from...
Did you go to cinema?
No, because I think I was probably not old enough.
What fucking age were you in 1993?
I was... I can't do sums. I'm 40 now. How old was I in 1990?
Well, it's 25 15. Years ago. You're 15, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have got in to see it. Mm-hmm.
But we
did
got
you not have a man to take you? That's a wee shame.
Should have got it on home
video.
Were
you trying kissing girls in that? Were you?
Oh, yeah, when I was 15, I was definitely having a go on lasses as well.
Lucky you.
No, it was from the
classic...
my neighbour's
dog.
Then it's there.
Oh, God rest you, guys.
Get away from it. Actually, it was Tyson.
The shame is that poor Prince up there, 5 minutes before it's having a wee sleep in front of a gas fire. Little long stations.
Stinking in front of a gas fire.
So did you watch this on home video then?
Yeah, from the video Azad AZ video had the best selection, but it was too far away to bother walking to, so we always went for the more limited selection in the corner of the petrol station.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. And so, he came in there?
Yeah.
Unexplained giant supernatural coach car.
Lifts him up and puts him into the cab.
Yeah, but it's
see, what he's doing here is picking...
Explained.
No, but he's kind of picking what he liked the look of from the previous films, isn't he? So there's a bit of Nosferatu in here. I saw this at the pictures on the first night it came out.
Yep, which cinema did you go to?
I went and saw it at the old UCI Where's multiplex that? In Edinburgh, which is on the outskirts of Edinburgh, Fort Kinnaird.
Did you go to Wimbledon?
No, I did not. I was a student.
Were you trying to get off with a goth lass at the time?
No, I had a girlfriend at the time.
Did you go?
Was she a goth?
No, she was fucking horrible.
Okay, let's just travel on. More and more layers of misogyny to this already foul undertaking.
Oh, fair play, no.
Cookability.
It's nothing misogynistic about saying somebody was fucking horrible.
There's something misogynistic about that gas.
Was she mean to you?
She was mean to me.
Did she shit in your heart?
I sort of.
Can I just
say, his mouth, he
can I just
say
our commentary recordings aren't. We don't usually go into territory like this. So.
No, we don't. No. But also, Tejas was there. My pal John and his sister, so that was good. They're good people. Well, John's dead now, but he was a good person. It's all falling apart.
Dracula related.
I asked you not to bring any of this up.
It's a bit of a fucking jinx, this film.
Well, it was, yeah. But do you know what? There was a huge build-up to it. Do you remember? The trailers were really good.
Really?
And
Lots of features on the telly about how they made it.
Here we go. Here I come.
Hello, Airwash.
But there were a lot. I know, it's fucking... I mean, am I alone in thinking he looks fucking preposterous?
He looks absolutely absurd. He looks quite like Marshall Applewhite as well.
Who?
He does look like Marshall Applewhite,
the leader of Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The dead UFO guys in Nikes.
Do we think Gary Oldman's a good actor?
Well, I can't think of something that he's great in.
I like him in Prick Up Your Ears. Oh, nice spam.
Oh, he's excellent in Prick Up Your Ears.
He's good in Tinker Tailor.
Yes, he is good in
that. Actually, he's excellent.
Oh, he's great in
that.
So believable as a spy, he manages to be so great. Mm.
Yeah.
Nail by Mouth is a bit grim, but it's good.
Oh, no, that's a good
I've never seen it.
It's a bit heavy going, but, you know, it's good.
He's rotten in Leon.
I can't even remember him in that deleted
Look, a big face. I've never noticed that before.
So, Chris, when did you
find it? Oh, yeah, sorry, this is the thing I've always worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, it's the dude with the film. Look, a chicken for dinner, just a chicken.
It's like Mrs. Mills, it's Roberto the chicken.
So, I never drink wine, by the way.
What am I like? What are you like? What are we like?
So, Chris, when did you first see this film?
One vampire, two vampire, three naked virgin vampire. Bite your tits through the gum.
Is that a Mrs. Mills song?
Yeah, it is, yeah. George Devine produced it.
When is there something else on his plate there? Is that a salsa or something?
I don't know, but it's obviously it's not chopped enough.
Wow.
It's no laughing matter.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, all right.
It's
no laughing matter.
I think we've talked about this in another commentary. One of the great things about this was I remember before it came out, there's a South Bank show. I remember also reading an interview when his dialect coach was saying, Gary is amazing. He has done the most extraordinary thing. He has got the accent of the Carpathian Mountains. Absolutely perfect. He walks in and goes, the children of the night. And that's the count from Sesame Street. That's the voice I would do.
The ghost in the fall.
Literally, if you'd got me in the film, that's the voice I would have done.
Do you know, I also think the picture behind him of himself looks like the picture, the smiling Baron Frankenstein from Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Where he cracks it going, ha ha. Nice picture.
Chris, when did you first see this film?
I've just told you that. The night it came out, yeah.
Okay, and so give us a bit more colour.
Oh, you're particularly phoning it in tonight, aren't you?
Shut up. So why were you at the premiere?
I was because of all the
premiere, like the world premiere. It just means the night it opens.
You know, they always build these things as the premiere showing across. Right.
That's what he's saying.
And who did you go along with?
Chris, I'm on your side here, mate. I'm not questioning you.
Who did I go along with? There was four or five of us when Richard Miller.
Watch this.
Just our usual wee gang.
You know, I know a guy called Richard Miller, but his nickname's Tricky Dicky Vleeth.
But the point is, when this came out, why wouldn't you have gone and seen it? It was a Dracula film. It was just you didn't get that sort of thing then. And there'd been loads of press about it, and why wouldn't you go and see it? And then you went and saw it, and then you realised why you should go and see it.
So we don't like this film then?
No, it's rotten.
It stinks on ice.
I've never seen this film.
So, Jack, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me whatever you like.
If Bram Stoker's Dracula does Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. That's it.
All right, that's good, yeah. If Bram Stoker's Dracula does... I don't understand.
It was a film made 2 years later by the same writer and whatnot, but it was directed by Kenneth Branagh, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yes, I remember that.
I think it's quite good, actually.
It's infinitely superior to this without being that good a film.
So was this kind of a rite of passage for you to watch this, or not really? Like, you weren't thinking this is something that I've been waiting to watch, or...
I was excited about it. Right. You know, it had fallen for the publicity, and it's obviously songs in the key of high gothic that I am very much the target audience for, but it wasn't... I think I quite...
For the tape, he's pretending to strangle someone. He's not doing anything. It sounds worse than it actually is.
The thing about this is it's basically, he catches sight of a wee photograph of somebody, but they just come half covered in ink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah.
So he does all this because of that picture.
Jack, you're not even watching it.
Go figure.
He goes, I've got these buns on my head.
Nath bands.
Yeah, oh, Nath bands.
I think there's nothing about this film that appealed to me. It looks a bit girly.
The one thing that is magnificent about it...
That's a well-judged comment.
Oh, I was 19 at the time. I'm talking about at the time.
So you couldn't take 5 minutes out of fucking Bridge of Allen Catering College to nip down to the local...
The McTroxy Centre.
The McTroxy.
No. I remember I was
the
working...
The McTrossix Centre.
The Tarsin Rialto.
I was working at St Ninian's Ladbrokes when it came out.
You're working what?
At Ladbrokes at St Ninian's.
I thought you said St Ninian's Labworks.
No.
Isn't that a Van Morrison album?
I think
St Ninian's Labworks.
And I just... No, it just didn't occur to me at all.
too busy doing manly things like betting.
Yeah, calculating bets.
Hanging out with our punters.
That's right.
Was that what you were
did
doing?
Did you have lots of matronly women that liked you because you were a nice, well-mannered English boy?
There was a couple.
All right, Jack, gonna do a Yankee cross double return.
That's it, yeah.
Right.
No,
you go, I'm sorry, sir, I'm the
fifth side. No, it's quite good. I got into the old gambling stuff.
Did you get on well with
placeholders and lucky things? I did, yeah.
Because I'll make a bet with you. I bet they thought you were a dick.
Well, you see, the thing
evens.
Is...
Evens!
They might
everybody
have,
press your buttons.
But bookies, punters and bookies are scared of being barred.
No, sorry.
So they're always friendly to you.
We need to stop.
Yeah, I need to cut in and we need to recognise that despite everything that's gone on so far, the worst person in this film has just appeared. Extraordinarily. Why was she ever famous? Sadie Frost, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's dreadful in this because she looks like she's just fallen out of a shit sort of Camden Town nightclub.
Yeah.
And into the film.
Because her hair's down. So she's free and liberated.
And ahead of her time, i.e. dirty as a dog's arse.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, if they were doing this properly, as they did in the Victims, see when she goes up and makes the joke about his big sword, they'd have actually put her in an asylum.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Because she was obviously hysteric.
Or her father would have horsewhipped her in front of the servants.
Yep, Sir Talbot Buxtonley would have come and
given
her a damn good thrashing.
See, she's talking about, oh, in my dreams I had sex with somebody. Ooh, aren't I saucy with my... It's just ghastly.
But the thing that... I mean, you can have a character in like that if you like, obviously, in a film. But But they would have to be a sort of erratic character that doesn't fit in with the convention.
Yeah.
What they try to say is that Winona Ryder, who's sort of lower middle class.
Yeah, I think so.
Because she works as a typewritist, they would have said, I suppose, at the time.
For sure.
Yeah, she's sitting. She's a teacher as well, I think. She's a teacher. Well, whatever it is, she's works. And that's the point.
She's not the idol rich.
No, absolutely. No, they say that she, you know, she's not the idol rich. She has to work for a living. But she tries to be presented as if she's so louch and you know, bodice ripping because she's upper class.
Yeah.
And that's what they're like. They just do what they like.
It's weird.
No, they don't. The only fucking people who did what they liked in these days were the underclass who fucking did anything they liked.
Yeah, and that she
was... Rape a dog for having a piece of tongue.
Oh, please let me touch it. It's so big.
These are biscuit, the stuff.
And you're right, she would have been thrown into an asylum because her filthy wandering womb was making her mad for cold.
Absolutely.
If she turned up in that rig out with like her boobs and back...
Yeah. Yeah, there's just no way.
It doesn't hold anyone. No. Like, regardless of how poorly it stands up to modern scrutiny, you know, on the level of gender politics, actually, like, you know, the verisimilitude of, like, the period stuff is absolutely gash.
And Lord fucking Brush Arse Up here.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't even have stayed in the same room as somebody like
no,
that.
No, absolutely not.
Because it would have ruined his social standing.
Yeah.
And it's all that, you know, under his breath, is it really how charming? Like, well, now you're presenting them as the fucking, you know what I mean? The Duke of Chumley. That's not what he's supposed to be.
I mean, look at the way she's behaving. She would have been absolutely thrown in the cooler for this.
Yeah.
Also, it does rather suggest that later on that when she gets dog raped, she deserves it.
Yeah, you know,
she's just asking
like,
for it. Like,
well, you don't end up in that position unless you wanted it.
Absolutely.
Which is despicable.
Yes. Hashtag wolf me. That's not good.
Hiya.
spider. I'm not keen.
I'm not keen on spiders, nah.
I'm not bothered.
Oh, is the move it? It's the fat bodies and the leggy legs.
I wouldn't go off with one, but I'm not bothered.
Well. Any port in the storm.
Put it right in my bell end. I wouldn't get off with it first.
No.
So where was Coppola in his career then?
Oh, well, interesting. This was his first hit for quite a long time.
Uh-huh.
He'd made...
Because it did do quite well, didn't it?
It did very well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it cost about $40 million and made over $200 million, so it did pretty well, five times.
Okay. See that guy with the box over his head?
Uh-huh.
He's watching The Godfather.
So he had... This was... His career collapsed in the early 80s with One from the Heart.
Oh, yeah.
And that mired him in extraordinary debt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a few other films in the 80s, like Tucker, the man in his dream, which is all right.
Is that did a good Chunk spin-off?
I'm sorry?
Is that a good Chunk spin-off?
Yes. He made... did he make Peggy Sue Got Married? No.
No, is that not like Brian De Palma or something like that?
Can't remember who directed that. He made Gardens of Stone, which nobody went to see.
He made lots of films, yeah.
Yeah, and he made... and that was kind of... He was ticking along making... He'd made The Godfather Part 3 before this, which is horrendous. But I'd been successful enough. Mm-hmm. But this was him trying to get himself out of the debt. And apparently this came about because Winona Ryder had a bit of an epi and had to leave Godfather 3, which is what led to him casting his daughter in it.
Wow.
Good move. And then
have you seen Godfather Part 3?
I haven't seen any of the Godfather films, and I'm not interested.
First one and two, first one's a good film.
They're funny.
I think you only really need to see the second one if you like the first one. Yeah. I don't think you can watch it.
I think they're great. Yeah,
they're good standalone films. I don't like films about gangsters.
No, I don't like gangster films.
But wow, Godfather Part 3, Jesus Marimba,
it's horrendous.
That is something else. Oh,
but it does prove that at the Vatican, they're
absolutely.
Very
that's where Father Tropicana lives.
There's a scene in it when he's having a diabetic.
Whether he's chanting the Pope, by the way.
And he goes, I've come over a lot queer. He goes, you're in the right place. No, he goes, and he goes, I'm not feeling well. And he says, can we get you?
He has a hypo.
Yeah, and he says, I need something sweet. And he goes, to this priest who's walking by, who literally walks off screen for like 5 seconds.
And comes back with a flagon of orange juice.
And all these biscuits.
Wow. Who we've christened Father Tropicana.
Because he's always just kicking about with all this orange juice.
If Father Tropicana, could we just have some orange juice?
It's a terrible thing. So he made that.
Bless you.
And then Winona, to say sorry to him for having dropped out of that, said to him, I've got this amazing script for...
Yeah,
quite sexist, but there you go. Fuck it.
Angie said she'd had an epi. That was also not cool. Start this again.
Turns up with the script. Says, "Wouldn't you read that?" She's the one that handed over the
Winona
script.
Was
not me.
So it was Winona who brought the script to him.
And he said, "It's marvelous. Let's make it."
Wow. And he also did the
film. He's moving. He's on a trolley.
Hooray!
It's got
a segue. He did the film with the best title.
He's a lovely little mover, but he should be. He's a caster.
he did the film with the best title music. Who? You've got to have your apocalypse
now. Don't wait until tomorrow.
I don't like Apocalypse Now.
No, I'm not liking
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. Have you seen
it? Terminable.
Do you have a view on Apocalypse Now, Rose?
Oh, I feel like it's lumped in with things that pricks.
Yeah.
Like the doors. People who like the Frick. Doors,
Bill
Apocalypse
Hicks.
Now, Pink
Dennis
Floyd. Leary.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah. Yep, indeed. I'm sure there's another film that's up there like in that kind of swirl.
Well, I'm sure
like,
there is.
Arseholes, psychedelia.
Yeah.
That teenage boys. Well,
actually, The Doors by Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
and the band The Doors.
I've got a horse with
Sir James.
My face when I watched the Doors
the one gets out
is like
week.
It's like the face at the end of 2001 when he's going through the Stargate.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No one gives a fuck about The Doors anymore, do they?
No, it's one of those films that disappears. Yeah. There was a film that we were talking about
or
this
the band.
Day. I mean, the band either, no.
Do you think they finally managed to sweep up around his grave now? Some little French guy's gone off and in.
I'll tell you what, because it wasn't a very good band either. We were talking about this the other day. Another film that's completely forgotten about now is The Last Emperor.
Yeah, I was watching that last night. Yeah.
It's really boring.
There's a two-hour
good film in
there. It's a three-hour film. And an hour and three quarters of it is a great film.
Aye.
And in between, there's just lots of
silk. Yeah.
It's like a sub-bing cake.
Horrible orientalist, like silk and gamelans. All I can remember is the bit where he throws the mouse at the door.
Yeah, that seemed a bit unnecessary.
That is the only bit that stuck in my mind.
Poor little cheese hung low.
And who is J.T. Ballard in
that? Are you not having a go at him? He's being a fucking racist. That's all right about
it. If she has a go at me for that, I'll say she's homophobic.
Well, she is, yeah, it's true.
Who was J.T. Ballard in that prisoner of war camp with? There was someone else.
Peter Wingard,
of course, yeah. He's a dead man now.
Lots of folk didn't like mentioning when he died. rape.
What?
Rape.
Yeah.
Rape,
yeah.
Rape, rape. Yeah. Have you heard that song? Peter Wingard had a song called When Sex Rears Its Uncurious Head or something. It was an album he did in 1970 which was pulled quite quickly, and one of the songs begins them going, rape, 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 rape. And then he starts going, there are many types of rape in the world. And he starts doing it on...
Is that War of the Worlds? Like,
no one believed in the 20th century.
And
to
across the huge, no they raid their plans.
In the snow, black fishing bed, bobbing sea, rape, 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 rape. And going up the valleys. And he...
So you're talking about yourself
like
right now?
Chinese voice. And yeah. Like an Italian, it's fucking. We'll play it to you after we've listened to this.
It's
awful.
No!
It's got. It's extraordinary. Yeah.
There was quite.
See, they're getting to fog. Well, I'm not throwing that outside the wall. Come on, guys!
Did you see the obituary to Peter Wingard?
That's actually the very same mice that were. That's the same mice that were in Babe.
Let's go in the audition for Mouse Hunt.
That's them. They're all like going.
Did you see the obituary in the Guardian for Peter Wingard?
Probably. Why?
It was
quite nasty, actually,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, the obituary for Peter Wingard in the Guardian.
Was it?
Yeah, it's quite negative about it.
The Guardian? Hard to believe, bunch of cunts.
Yeah, it was quite sneery.
I like the Guardian.
Yeah,
but somebody... Not anymore, we don't.
Why do the patriarchy not like the Guardian?
That's not what being. Because it looks shit now.
Oh, does it? Dreadful. And also there's just a general sense of creeping defeat about his smallness and horrible typography.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I kind of like the new black logo because it feels appropriate to the level of doom in the world.
Well, that's true.
the sports section isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah, like we would know that.
I'd like this sports section.
No,
that's the first bit.
That's the sort of arsehole thing you would say.
No, I will vouch for the fact that he likes the sports section, but in a wrong and strange way where he doesn't watch sport, but he does read
about it.
I
read a lot about sport.
That's fucking stupid.
You don't just look at
it. I thought one of the good things about not watching sport is that you don't have to fucking read about it afterwards as well. Remember that fucking
that was
pitch.
Sport.
Remember that
all over the weekend there was sport.
Remember that
they did this and they did that. Well, next week they'll do
the Combi period.
Remember that period when it wasn't even enough to have a degree anymore? You had to like football as well.
Yeah.
And so he's in the film in the classroom going, I'm sorry, I'm just reading this. Colin Firth trying to act like he's from a lower middle class background going, oh, I'm sorry, I was just reading the sports. So fuck off, you clown. Up the road.
How is it, you know what I don't understand here? How is it there's cobwebs everywhere?
Cobwebs.
And that.
Cobwebs.
That
bed isn't filthy. It's not been made, but it's not filthy.
I think that would be quite.
I think it would be damp.
It would be. And you know what I'm like? I would want the window open.
What's going
no matter
on?
What the weather.
He's
want
getting a gobble. Hello. Ghosty gobble time.
Yeah.
He's a gobble.
Hello, where'd you come from? How long have you been in there?
Oh, sorry, I've got a groin. You're straining my groin.
Now, in case you don't know, these are boobs. You used to get these in films.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not allowed boobs anymore.
Oh, there's the boobs.
Yeah, you don't get boobs in mainstream.
No, you don't.
Boobs!
And
boobs!
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 There are many kinds of boobs in the world today.
From the small French breast to the pendulous swinging melon.
That's pretty much what that song is like.
To the 60s stripper tit, which is much akin to the banana boob.
From bastings
to mums.
And of course, king of them all, the Wally Joomblats.
Has this film aged really badly?
Yes.
Like, was it
not as badly as you have? Yes, fuck.
I don't think it has aged badly. I think it was bad then.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look any different now. You know, I know that sounds counterintuitive because obviously it looks the same, but films seem different when you look back at them because they're out of context. Mm. And you think, well, that looked amazing at the time and obviously doesn't look amazing now. To me, this looks the same as it did then. That's not the problem with it. The look is not the problem.
It's quite cheesy, though, isn't it?
The problem is it's not very much to do with Dracula.
Right.
Yeah.
If you care about Dracula. And it's just barking.
It sort of looks like a Nine Inch Nails video as well,
apparently
you know.
They
have aged.
Here he comes, look, get your arm from him.
We're all moving backwards now somehow.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Oh, hello.
Oh, it's the classic of it's uncanny, they're going backwards and they're slightly insectoid.
Yes.
If David Lynch was here, he'd get a dwarf in
it
now.
It is happening again.
No, if David Lynch was there, they would be like, I'd be like a dead chicken walking backwards. And he'd be doing this in a fucking cagoule zipped up, sitting in a canoe.
So he starts laughing that they're using the trailer. He goes, ha 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 ha. Look what she did to me.
Run a bad
diamond jar. Diamond jar forever.
Sometimes my bare boobs are on backwards.
Oh, this is when you're supposed to be horrified.
It's for good if you jump. Baby.
Oh, look at his wee acting face.
Yeah. And a wee baby. Yeah. Have a baby for tea.
Watch. He's going to just start having a wee
This is our... This, that this guy's... That's not good, is it? By the way...
Get a beach, eat a
see
baby.
Him, see him there. That's just fed them the baby and drained him mental. You're supposed to sympathise with him at
yeah,
the end of this.
This is this forthcoming romantic yeah. hero. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you
Mark
think...
Mark, let's have a baby. For tea.
I'm going to take you out.
Baby and chips.
I'm going to take you out. Buy you the finest wines known to humanity. And then we will dine on a baby.
Well, then we'll have a baby potatoes and walk backwards for Christmas.
I'll have the little baby belly button.
We'll have baby potatoes.
And you can have the baby booby.
It's utter shit.
I think he's got a bit of a Mike Nesmith thing going there, but without the good,
without the talent. Talent. Yeah.
Without the talent or without being hot, because that was my... Mike Nesmith.
Yeah.
He was absolutely my kind of, like, pre-adolescent
crush.
Sure,
yeah, I can get that. Yeah,
him
get
and
that,
David Bowie and Labyrinth now, both gave me that kind of, like, I don't know why I like him so much, but
hang on a minute.
Feels
I think in Labyrinth you can see quite clearly why you like him so much.
Yeah.
Boom. You can see every ridge.
Oh, it's like a butcher's window.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, which period? So
hiya!
To speak,
there's
what,
no reason for that shot.
Yeah.
Or monkeys in his right. bobble hat.
Because he's quite handsome around the time of Rio with the big black beard. He looks quite
good.
Oh, there.
Yeah, he's a beaut, but that's for that adult me appreciates. Yeah,
can I?
I love Michael Nesmith.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, I love
Joanne is one of my favourite songs.
Yeah, we went to see him live and it was awful. Remember that?
Really? Was he quite grumpy?
No, so what he did he had a guy on a Casio keyboard. Right, they'd done new arrangements.
Oh, right. Was it all, was like, it like almost?
No, but guess what?
Was it like almost angelic?
So, no, it was like a, so they
as
sort
the
of
tears
did.
Of laughter fly.
Yeah, it was. So
all
he,
the crowds have gone away.
So he did listen to the band as like a bossa nova type style, didn't he?
Oh, that was. So
but the thing that was the worst thing about it was is that he created a little vignette, didn't he, before each song, and all of them were.
An old man.
He is in his 50s. He's driving along the road. She's 25. She pulls her sunglasses up on her face and applies some fresh lipstick. He stops the car and gets out. hey, mercy woman. It was awful, wasn't it? I'm falling again. Recognized. It was awful.
He's 50 years old. He has a keyboard and a children's quiz show. Find his keeper.
And he even
wet boobs.
All of his vignettes that he described just sounded like the loading screen for Outrun. A fast grid sports car and a sexy lady. And a creepy young guy.
Yeah, this was back when it was okay to pretend to be Garrison Keillor.
Yeah, oh man.
Right, so the...
The sex wolf's free. The sex wolf is out.
In a manner in which it could have escaped.
Have you ever said that before? The sex wolf is out.
I have.
Did people laugh like we just did?
They shot it.
Yeah. Although he's in his coffin of Transylvanian mud.
Just as a footnote to the Mike Nesmith thing, the Monkees released an album a couple of years ago.
As a footnote to the Mike Nesmith thing, the Monkees. That would have been fine.
And it has an amazing song in it.
Oh, absolutely beautiful, written by Ben Gebhard of the Postal Service and Death Cab for Cutie. It's gorgeous.
There you go.
So there you go.
I literally have got no idea what you said there, but it sounded nice.
Just once. Yeah.
I've been on Radio 3. I can't work with you, amateurs.
It's called Me and Magdalena.
Okay.
Check it out, listeners.
Is Magdalena a 25-year-old?
Yeah, that's right. I'm an aging rocker. who's got a new keyboard. She's a lady I've trapped in a room.
Even if he went for the full trio board.
Yeah.
Aha. Remember, that was good.
Yeah. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
Bow, 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 bow. Anyway, back at the model work.
So in the in your sort of goth era...
No, we're not back at the front.
And,
no.
I just wanted to ask... What sort of stuff was the right type of goth?
The film has to interject a wee bit here.
See the monster sketch from the Fast Show? Yeah. Well, why was that supposed to be funny? I never really found it so.
I don't know.
Remember, he used to come in his...
And go, monster.
I never got that.
Isn't that Eric Hall?
It's meant to be Eric
Hall.
Yeah,
but I didn't understand why he was done as Nosferatu.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Just quite
funny.
Basic juxtaposition.
Oh. Anyway,
well,
let's talk about the film for a minute, then back to you. Yeah. the weird thing was it showed you the house there, which was important. But suddenly, which hadn't been suggested before, I don't think it's in a bay. Which, you see the ship coming in at the bay, which kind of suggests to me
that
at some point they were going to have it in Whitby.
Yeah.
And then they shat it.
Yeah, okay. it's kind of seems to be in the outskirts of London as far as the film's concerned.
But,
yeah.
But it's almost like there's a bit of a giveaway that, they were going to do the whole thing, and then nobody knows where Whitby is.
There's a lot of
fuck Whitby.
Boobs bouncing up and down in a wet top here. There's an awful lot of this goes on in this scene.
On the set of The Shining.
It's Shelley Duvall.
It also looks a bit labyrinthy,
and a bit like a flake,
bit timidy, bit flake,
bit like a Kate Bush video.
Only the crumbly is flaky as coke.
I think also it was made by people who were listening to The Great Gig in the Sky, because that's like a woman in the throes of passion.
Oh, I think I still have that.
Never like anybody that likes The Great Gig in the Sky. That's not.
I don't know what that is.
It's that Pink Floyd song with the whoa.
Oh, that's when
with
people
Rowetta
say.
From
and
the
you,
X
you, do, you do understand, by the way, that that's all scripted. They don't just go woo. No, they don't. They just go woo. But yet it's different every time.
In fact, here we go. She's getting baited by the bait.
Yeah.
She asked for it. Yeah.
You denoted by the fact she's wearing red.
But she seems to be enjoying it as well.
Yes.
This reminds me of the guy that I worked beside when I was a gardener who once
sat in the
shed and said, "They all shag." And I said, "But what? This... They all shag. Lassies. Some say they didn't, but they do."
That's no answer to that. No,
that, sorry, that was a long summer.
This is even worse because he's doing that, and then says to her, "Oh, don't see me like this. This isn't the plan. Yeah. While I raped and murdered your best pal.
I bought you some dairy milk that was gonna bring you a box of black magic and a single rose and a tube.
Actually, tomorrow I was going to put on my top hat, take you to the picture.
Sorry for you saying that was a horrible thing that he said. I had to work with that guy all summer. It's fucking horrible.
There you go.
I used to go and hide in the top field.
I hope he's dead now.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, we've got quite a good success rate.
It was
about
a cunt, to be honest with you.
If he's alive, we might offer him by invoking him on the podcast.
Die, my beautiful.
So she's saying to him, "Oh, you had that hell of a dream that you just had with a blood parishion out your neck and your legs akimbo." I don't think that was.
But if you're wondering why he's got wrapped around your brainstem and made you mad, and that's what happens. Mm.
Oh yeah, so it is London then, by looks of it. Yeah.
Well, Carfax Abbey, we always knew that. Okay. Yeah. So now it's you never actually know where that house
is. What's the Carfax Estate? It's an abbey in the book.
Well, because it kind of moves from one to the other. Right. I mean, I don't know whether the estate is just meant to be the legal entity of it, but
did nobody think this shit through?
But
who's that dude?
You're never quite sure what the distance is to the house.
And you've got voiceover.
Because the suggestion is that it's not that far away.
Yeah. And the asylum's right beside it.
Yeah, the asylum. Ah. Yeah, because they actually sort of shout across to it and things like that.
How did he get into that box again and hammer himself into it?
But yeah, his hair is perfect. Yeah. As if he's just... He obviously went in with his benders in.
Oh, look, it's a Kaizenchief video. Hey, he's gone like that. Hammer, 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 hammer.
I don't understand what's going on now.
No one did.
With his full rollers. And it was the 90s, so it would have been a set of benders.
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
When did Interview with the Vampire come out? Was that
1994.
And was that because
well, that's a rotten film as well.
Is that because this was popular? Well. Is it similar to this? And
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Have you seen Into the Vampire?
Yes, it's
that's a Brad Pitt one, isn't it?
Slightly superior to the better acting.
Does the well, but it's similar to this in as much as you have no fucking clue what's going on in it.
No, even its internal logic isn't very logical.
Suddenly you're in the circus bit at the end. You're like
any film that she's ever in, Kirsten Dunst is pretty much the best thing in it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where are the books? Is it Anne Rice?
Anne Rice, yeah. Who interviewed
them. Did they predate this film?
Yeah.
Yes, but I never read them.
They started in the 70s,
didn't they? Oh, look, you can't
see. But they were the wrong kind of gothic.
Look, you could just see the paper. You could just see him there. It's a vampire!
Right. I think nobody would say, the reflection, yeah. Why is that paper floating about?
They should cut away to some wee guy like that.
He looks like Mr. Wells' invisible fellow.
Like the plastic bag from American Beauty. That was just a vampire with his messages.
Look at the light, by the way. It's so fucking clearly shot in Los Angeles. Watch this. Backrotting Universal or Columbia.
Are we Teddy holding a satin pillow?
Look at the light.
That
looks like the Strathclyde University building.
No, it really does. Turned into a dog and radio pal last night.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary, isn't it? It looks like a one of those streets that you have in theme parks.
Or like in the Transport Museum in Glasgow.
Yeah, no, totally. There should be
like a stooky horse.
Should be like Coyote's Cafe in there.
The streets, these shiny cobblestones.
You can go in the shop.
Reference, there's Sir Henry Irving, Hamlet by Sir Henry Irving, whose manager was...
Mr. Bram Stoker.
And he wrote...
Come on,
Doctor.
Doctor Strangelove.
Dr. Acula!
That was the one!
And what would they have been appalled by?
All this shite. Yeah.
So what constituted the right kind of gothic?
Tommy Wiseau just walked past it there.
The Cure?
So The Cure is the right kind of gothic.
Oh, hi, Rihanna.
Oh, sorry, the right kind of goth are you on now?
Yeah, so what was the right kind of goth?
I'd be interested in this.
The right kind of goth was The Cure. The Manic Street Preachers, Fields of the Nephilim.
What about films? Was there any particular films or not really?
Old films like The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. Uh-huh. Yeah, I always thought The Holy Mountain was pretty goth.
Is it goth? Really? Okay.
What about The Mission? Is that right or wrong?
The
band.
Yeah, I wasn't personally rotten. Into The Mission. I've never seen it.
Of what?
The Mission.
Of the film?
Yeah,
the film of The Mission. I've seen it.
It's rotten. Is it
stinky? No, it's just really, really, really slow.
Mm.
I mean, it's actually in a lot. In some ways, it's very good.
That's a shit set, by the way.
Because I had to watch it because my pal's, a friend of ours' dad was in it. And it's like... See, when it finally kicks in at the end, when it all goes wrong and all that, and it gets it, that's really dull. But actually, all this stuff, it's a bit like we were saying about the Last Emperor. There's actually a really good political story in it.
Yeah.
With Ray McAnally, who's our pal's dad, as the...
Is that right? Yeah, he was a great actor.
As the cardinal.
Yeah,
and all that stuff about the politics of it and is really good. The thing is, it's drawn out far too long. And then it just clambers up its own arse for the last 40 minutes. But it's not a bad film, and it looks beautiful.
Kind of ruined Roland Joffe's career, though, didn't it?
Because it lost a shitload of money.
What the fuck is she wearing? That's just this is the thing about this film. It goes over the top so badly that you think, did nobody see it? I can see what you're trying to do here. But it does look absurd. She looks like the one...
Yeah.
She looks like the head from Baron Munchausen. You know, when he takes off and floats about.
Well, there's a couple of things about that. First of all, women only started to get married in white because of Queen Victoria. Or as she was Princess Victoria. And that she started that fashion. So it's fine that she'd be wearing white, but that's not the sort of dress you'd be wearing. The weird thing about it is more like the sort of dress she would be buried in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not married in. And then they make it out that when she chop her head off and she dies.
Yeah.
That she's buried in it, and it's like, because she was... never actually get married, and it's a pure wee sin.
Because that's the worst thing that can happen to you.
But it's actually weirder. The reality is that they would have put her in a dress like that and bury her without the backstory of her not having been married. She'd have been married in a perfectly normal white dress.
Yeah. Well, that was probably comparatively chaste and yeah. not like less like she should be sitting on top of a toilet roll.
No, absolutely. Were it would just have been a very straight white dress.
Were you a full on goth then as a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you wear long, stripy, fingerless gloves?
Not really stripy finger, like opera gloves.
Did you? I want you to know now, I'm a friend of goths. Yeah. I'm a goth ally.
Okay. Did you crimp your hair?
Oh, yeah, no, I used to back tat it up with, like, sugary water. Robert Smith, and everything. They had fringes on fringes on all my garments.
Goths were very inoffensive, though. Didn't you think, like, if you were out and there was a gang of goths, you'd think, oh, they'd end up...
They'll be all right, yeah.
Well, I don't remember the goths ever bombing anybody,
are No.
But then, we just floated about being sad and pensive.
How come emos split up from goths, and when did that happen?
Oh, that's a late 90s thing. Well, and they were...
Yeah, that's good.
That was a missed opportunity for everyone. Oh, they're watching a mucky picture. Yeah. A Victorian bongo flick.
Was Sisters of Mercy, was that in your wheelhouse?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Sisters of Mercy.
But not The Mission.
Not The Mission, okay. But also like proper Hammer films.
Yeah.
Proper Hammer films. And also things like Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. That was proper goth.
Sorry, can I point out, this is all wrong as well.
Yeah.
The way they would have demonstrated the kinematograph.
Yeah.
This is all wrong.
How is that wrong, Chris? That looks perfectly fine to my eyes.
Because they would have been shown... And probably in one of two ways at that time. One, as an actual fairground sideshow, or two, in a theatre.
Right.
As an attraction, as part of a...
He's on the coasters again.
There seems to be like some sort of network of tents
yeah.
or marquees where they have multiple cameras. There is no suggestion of how they've managed to set up all of these projectors in different pointing at different directions. With no interruption to the screen at a level, it's basically eye level, which is just nonsensical. And it's too bright. It's not flickery enough.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
The speed is wrong. It's just all shit.
I have crushed Earth. He just told her not to fear her.
Are you getting excited?
He just told her not to fear him, and then he just wallops her into this room.
Look!
So the blood glasses.
Can I fiddle your fringe in?
She's just getting on with it herself back there, the poor thing. Look, that's it, right into you. Oh, no, I better know.
Sorry, I spat on you.
No, not yet. I'm not ready yet.
Well, the wolf has run.
Oh, look at the subtle.
Oh, I know.
Subtle wolf.
Subtle acting.
That wolf's dead.
Oh, look, it's the battle.
That wolf is dead. Thanks. That's an important point to note that wolf is dead. Yeah. As was the previous sex wolf dead as a
castration fantasies in the film of Francis Ford Dracula's Bram Stoker's Coppola by Rose Rowan, PhD.
That's all this weird. Oh, I don't know. It's all very strange.
But it's not very interesting. Strange.
There's no genuine sense of the weird or the eerie, or like in any way. It's like
this is happening now. This is happening now.
That and that. But it's something very weird about the fact that it's so deliberately aesthetic. Yet it's created kind of an aesthetic null that isn't weird or eerie, and it's not atmospheric, and it has no texture. It's a total scentless silence.
There's also absolutely no dread.
No,
so it's meant to be a robber.
That's the trouble when he's supposed to be her lover.
Absolutely nobody. Anybody who would be frightened by, don't mean watching it, but within the context of the film, why would you be frightened by any of it?
It's not
just some banjo wanker. With a hat and mad hair.
And by the way, specs.
And see the hair and the hat and all that? It's fuck all in Victorian England, by the way.
No, he'd be jailed.
The fucking Prime Minister would have looked weirder than that. The fucking Prime Minister at this time was giving speeches in Greek and chopping down trees for his pastime. Fucking mad hair. Hurry! My dad's got slaves. Fucking Benjamin Disraeli giving speeches with the jewel glove for number 73. None of this is very odd in the context that it's set.
That was quite anti-Semitic, that face that you pulled there. Look at that, that's not right.
What are you talking about? Come and sit down, have a bit of cake, relax.
Was this well received critically, Craig?
It was like a comme-ci, comme-ça.
Was that the review?
Yeah.
Oh, this
was that Mark Emoji review.
This is right in the zone now as well. We are. He's a fucking creep. Tell him to beat it.
Yeah.
Like, plumping about, dribbling on your hand. By the way, he was away at nearly raping you before he seduced you into fondling his sex wolf. Tell him to get to fuck.
You.
See, beat it.
Right to fuck. Mind you, that was a nice dog,
sex
wasn't
bat.
It?
Nice dog.
That was a nice dog there.
It's a space.
Ah, here we go.
Here
is Anthony Hopkins as take his blood cells and die.
Tony, mate,
just
fucking
have a laugh.
Pick a country and stick to it, you know what I mean?
Rage against the dying of the night. We're not doing under milk.
Good little vermin, yeah.
Dude. He's fucking honking in this.
Good little vermin, yeah. I'm Dutch, you know.
Really? Oh, I know. It's smoking a pancake. Anthony, the citizens.
Oh man!
Is there any
civilization and civilization? See what he did there.
Is there a reason why he's got a chip?
No,
just to show that he's.
I think it's supposed to.
He's been malky.
Suggest some backstory because he says later on that it's, you know, a fight that he's been engaged in all his life, as if he's been doing it all the time.
You never told anyone else about it.
Yeah, it's never actually come up in like conversation at any time.
In case he gets hit by an omnibus. Now, that's a shite fucking castle.
Yeah,
by
it is a rubbish castle, isn't it?
It's too much.
It's not finished. From
it's
start.
Still there. Dawn, what?
What's us back at number 73?
I think you'll find that's top filmmaker.
Dawn, Disraeli's at the back.
Arnold.
Yeah. Barely alive, sir.
It's like some Martha's Harbour.
That's all about Eve.
Yeah,
why kind of goth? Lovely. One kind of goth.
They were, to my mind, the right kind.
Yeah.
Of goth. So he's lying there.
Thing on Top of the Pops when they had the playback.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that all most people remember?
Yeah.
About?
So he's lying there, just in his pants, with three titty ladies rubbing him up and writing.
Bosoms.
And funnily enough, he's writing a letter saying, sorry, sweetheart. I just can't get away. I've been trying all week. Can't get a train. My head is louping.
I've been a shite.
Got to get back.
All this overcranked POV stuff
yeah,
is shite as
yeah,
well,
it's
isn't
shite,
it?
Yeah.
I think it's just amazing how boring he makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's more tedious, you know, because I suppose my experience of it was one of mild disappointment.
Mm.
Watching it now, apart from the chat, I had no concept of just how utterly tedious. And this just kind of interchanging a bit of this image, a bit of
that. Oh, look, it's all going back once again.
Yeah.
You know, like this stuff with the blood cells and the models
and your indoors and your outdoors
and your point of view, and that's Nosferatu.
That's straight from Nosferatu, there, isn't it? But it's just kind of like you're saying, it's just all chucked in, isn't it? There's no.
I'd also don't understand, just in terms of the narrative flow of it, why is he bothering with her?
No, I don't understand that.
Is it because she's pals with Mina? And Mina's who he's after, but how does it further his cause?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And how does it make you think about him as a cat? If we're supposed to think he's got this centuries long love for Lucy, or whatever her name, or Mina,
but it's all right,
eating
and raping women all around her.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
And biggies.
And so, if I say Sadie Frost.
Take her
to
the asylum, she's wanking!
Sadie Frost, what do they associate her with?
That terrible.
Apart from binge wanking in this film.
And okay,
Dean
and Ecky, and
that's what I was associated with. Yeah,
there's that terrible film Shopping.
Never seen that. Paul Thomas Anderson's first film, wasn't it?
Was it?
Not well, Thomas. Paul W. S. Anderson.
Was she not like an extra or something in Grand Tale? And she's.
I think
well. No, something no, no, like no, 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 no. She played Trevor wasn't Cleaver. Have you seen the red hair? Her tits were bigger when she was in Green Chill.
Is that actually?
Come on! Trevor Cleaver was a big lad. He had a big pair. You said he's got now. He had a big fucking pair of Wally June Black. And there's nothing wrong with that in a ginger laddie. Look at Ed Sheeran. That boy's made a fucking fortune on a big pair of tits and a ginger
why does he have to keep pretending that he's still a poor man in his dirty shirt?
Yeah,
and his face, in like a floated like a pebble. Impossible to remember what the fuck Ed Sheeran's face looks like.
I thought that song that he sang at Christmas time. That was a nice song.
Stop making on your own busker. Beyonce's right fucking there singing a song. Would you get a suit?
Yeah.
Clean up. Also admit that you're going bald as shit.
Sorry, we still talking about Trevor. We still talking about Trevor Cleaver.
Trevor Cleaver, yeah. Sadie Frost, Trevor Cleaver.
And his and so does that explain? Does that explain her fascination with American football?
Yes.
From playing, what was Trevor Cleaver's sidekick called? Can you remember him?
Gonch.
No.
Pogo Patterson.
No, it wasn't Pogo Patterson. No. Wrong.
Roland.
No, it wasn't.
Mr. Bronson.
Vince. A sausage. He was called Vince.
Vince.
A sausage
Vince.
Coming in.
That's right. Vince.
He was called Vince. Yeah. He was Vince.
Lionel Blair.
Vince is a brilliant name.
Yeah.
Vince is a good name, isn't it? Yeah.
Never
met a Vince I didn't like. Never met a Vince, actually.
No, I've never met.
I don't think I've
met
Vince.
One Vince and I didn't like him.
Was it Vince Hill?
No.
But I don't like him.
The Vince
I don't
like him.
No, I would have liked him. I would have liked that. Imagine being
Was it Vince Prince?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
He must have been in films that were the right kind of gothic.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Any.
Oh, God, yeah. He's the fucking granddaddy of gothic. Love Vincent Price.
He's had a blood and things.
And also there was, I watched the strangest amicus portman. Was it an amicus? Was it a hammer?
Was it one of the ones that I gave you for your Christmas?
I haven't watched them yet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can't remember what it's called, they're all themed round cats.
Oh yeah, the Peter Cushing one.
Oh, that's the Uncanny.
Yeah.
It's good.
Vincent Price isn't in it, but it's a good film.
No, I was just thinking.
Can we just take a moment in amongst all of this inconsequential Grinchell nonsense?
Uh-huh. We're talking about Amicus.
This nonsensical rubbish film to appreciate Vincent Price.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah.
Because I don't think people properly actually appreciate what an immense
one
film star he was, and what a great man he was.
Yeah.
And I urge everybody to look up his clips on things like Wogan. There's the immense
bisexual art dealer
that he has on Wogan.
All the good things.
Before Wogan was the three times a week.
Saturday night.
And it's the one where he talks about his career, but he does the thing where he recites the Harlot's House. Uh-huh. The Oscar Wilde poem, which is because he did a one-man show.
I've got it.
It's on YouTube, and it's everybody should watch.
Yeah, it's great.
He was a phenomenal man.
And his performance.
Imagine being pals with Vincent Price. Imagine going out with Vincent Price and Coral.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Alan Bennett's diaries are brilliant. They're full of stories about Coral Brown. And when he does his reading of them on tape or whatever, he does a voice and it's fantastic. He picked up the phone and the voice said, "Have I got the pox, darling?" I beg your pardon. "It's Coral, darling. I'm in town. Have I got the pox? Nobody's here. Vinny's off getting an award somewhere." And it's just like this. It's fantastic. And Vincent Price's performance in Theatre of Blood.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's just amazing. Do you like Theatre of Blood?
I do.
It is. And actually, you watch that and think, I'd love to see you playing all these Shakespeare parts because you're fucking great in it.
There's the great Coral Brown Oedipus Rex story, remember?
I know.
Where she was in the National Theatre quite late on and she was playing an Oedipus.
Mm.
And I can't remember who it was, Peter Hall or somebody or Trevor Nunn was staging it. And the only dressing on the stage was like a 13-foot gold cock.
Yeah.
And they brought her on and said, "Coral, darling, what do you think of the stage, of the set?" And she looked at it and went, "Well, it's no one I know."
Right, here we go. What's he up to now? He's making a drink, the absinthe.
Yeah, have the pear.
He's making a drink. Have the Robertson's barley water. Have the Robertson's barley water.
Put some pear in a fancy bottle. £12 a glass, and enjoy it.
No, that's definitely
also
Robertson's barley
roofies.
Water.
You're going to be down like a sack of hammers in a minute. But it's all good. It's romantic. I've loved you through countless millennia. So drink your watery squash.
After 2020.
I hope, my dear, you appreciate my increasingly silly outfit. I'm not wearing Miss Jones's blue glasses anymore.
No.
But
Winona Ryder, which is great in Heathers, but then she wasn't good for a long time, was she?
Time Bandit.
And then she's great again by Stranger Things.
She's brilliant in Stranger Things, yeah. I think she made some bad choices, didn't she?
Yeah, and it all sort of cleared.
Well, the weirdest
thing was a bad shopping expedition.
That is that she's absolutely started to bosom heave in a total classic.
I would imagine, just to bring everything down, I, given how she behaved over these years, and kind of she did sort of seem to be terribly unhappy, there must be some sort of fucking horrendous Me Too story in there for.
Oh, I would.
Given the period that she grew up,
you
can't.
Well, I mean, you don't want to wish it on people, but you kind of figure that's how it will kind of. Yeah. And then there's the weird.
I don't
you know
wish it
what,
on anybody.
But
at
you know
all,
the.
No.
But you know the reason that I think that is probably true, is that when she reappeared in Star Trek,
yeah.
And I suspect that it's probably just because J.J. Abrams remembered her,
yeah,
and liked her being in things
yeah.
like Heathers,
yeah.
And it's almost as if. This is just surmise that she would like. He's almost like rescued her.
Aye.
From this sort of.
And then she was in Black Swan, which is good.
Black Swan's a great film.
I love Black Swan.
I really
Swan,
enjoy
yeah.
it. It's
yeah.
the right
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
gothic.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's the right kind of
gothic.
Well,
I'd never considered it as a sort of gothic film, but yeah, you're
well,
right.
What
yeah.
I love about it is that...
I love Black Swan. I was all lined up not to like it.
Well, my good lady wife thought she would love it, went to it and hated it because it wasn't a ballet film.
My,
I went
yeah,
along
yeah.
to it and saw a horror film and thought
yeah,
it was
yeah,
fantastic,
no,
you know?
Yeah, no, I loved it.
And I was like kissing in it.
And I was... And when
just
got,
like this film
and
here.
When it got to the end, I was like properly like... Aah.
Yeah, the last 15 minutes
yeah.
are stunning. Mm. Genuinely, like, stand up and applaud.
Oh, God.
And then he went off and made Mother, which sounds fucking horrendous. Have you seen it?
I no. did not enjoy Mother
what
at
is
all.
Good. Is it horrible?
Fucking...
Is it
you
just
know,
stupid?
I appreciate the kind of... boldness of what he was trying to do conceptually, but I found it odious and ludicrous on just about every other level. And I was bored. I was incredibly bored.
That's usually the most unforgivable thing, really, isn't
so
it?
Now, for absolutely no reason, she's beginning to remember dead Lassie's life and death. For no reason.
Yeah.
So, where at the start it's presented that it's just a coincidence... Now it's changed to she actually is the reincarnation
yeah.
of her. But why? And in what way? And how? And is
and
it just a coincidence
that
met?
Was he just about in his castle for 400
That's
years?
That's what I mean. So
waiting for someone to turn up. Was he invited all
the
these guys?
Do you think... Do you
every
think
guy in the world.
Do you think
all
like,
this time.
Do you think like yesterday...
waiting for photography to be invented.
No, well, no, because he must just have been running through like estate agents and lawyers.
Yeah.
Going like, right, okay, Tuesday, Slayer Hog. Right, and then Countrywide again, because there's a franchise. Remax, do they count? I don't know. Anyway, this Jonathan Harker can't come tomorrow. Boom!
There
he's getting the missus.
Dear Lord Coram, I would like you to come to my castle. P.S. Bring a photo here, bird.
It's just nuts.
Has photography been invented?
A nice mezzo tint of a young lady would be most.
Bring an etching of your wife.
Right, you couldn't actually walk
all
on there.
Oh, gravity's all good, mental. Except he's fallen off.
I mean, that
it's
looks
now
like
into
a video
Michael
for this. Oh no, it looks like a video for like the Spin Doctors or Blind Melon or some.
I was thinking Aerosmith actually.
God, do you remember the Spin Doctors?
Oh yeah.
They were rubbish.
What was
the first hit was Princes, princes who adore you. What I say now. Marry him, marry me. These are
charlie. They look like such a bunch of stinking passive aggressive crusties as well. Like the sort of ones that my friend used to share a flat with that'd be like, well, let's all share everything and break bread together, man. You know, it's really important. And then, you know, my friend and his partner would have like got everything for a curry and he'd be like, okay, I've got this to, you know, put into the pot. And it'd be like a fucking dented tin of chickpea.
Yeah, not absolutely.
Cunt.
Next minute, he's trying to poke his fucking willy in your back.
No.
Oh, they
they are definitely the people that turn up, and I've got plenty of experience of that. Is the you know all properties theft? You know what I mean? And we've just all got to chip in, and it's like nothing actually belongs to anybody. And I think we've just got to see that and grasp it and like move on. It's like, all right, well, I've made a big giant pot of chili, so what are you chipping into that? Oh, like just
love.
Like vibes, goodwill, right? Right, well, when you've actually got some pita bread, you can chip in, you're a cunt.
Yeah,
wash
I had
your
that.
Feet.
I had that
one. Have you got lager? Can
in
I
between.
Have a can?
No,
in between third and fourth year, the badge like that turned up at my flat. and he was friends with my flatmates, and he was wanting to just hang out for the summer and sleep on the sofa because he didn't like working.
Fuck
that.
Off.
And I actually said, no, I'm not fucking... I was actually working like 12 hours a day in the pub in order to be at university. I said, I'm not fucking having this, actually. Oh. Get him out.
I remember out! One, I remember one Christmas with a steak in my lungs.
Take her to the fucking chickpeas we had.
It was a big party, and in my room, in the room, the ground floor at the back, and I had Christmas decorations up, which, as you know, matter to me. And there was this big party, and these cunts were in my room. I was like, what the fuck are you all doing in my room? And they'd like pulled down the decorations and were arsing about with them. And they're just things, man. Yeah, but they found out they were things as I fucking rolled them up and squeaked them up their Japs' eyes and threw them out the front door. Bye, Merry Christmas, you cunt.
So, did you manage to.
Don't be so uptight.
Oh, man. So, just
you
having a bit
put up your pumper.
We're back to that again. After my terrible admission before we came on here.
So in your goth evolution, did you manage to entirely avoid the crusty phase? Because some goths kind of ended.
Have you ever asked her this before?
No.
In the many years you've known her? Are you just using these? Are you using these commentaries and excuses?
I just know I'm stuck here for about another 40 minutes, so I might as well follow.
But you've never once stuck to the fucking film.
No, so you don't have to fucking answer to him.
I don't have to answer to any of your shit.
This is the trouble with you.
You do have to answer to me.
Oh, you people. The trouble is, you don't. Ladies. Ginger people, small people,
all of the above, fucking Ed Sheerans. This is the trouble with you. This is the trouble with you, Sheerans. Is that you don't know when someone's your fucking pal. You have to turn on them.
You're your pal, that's it. This lassie in the film's still no dead, by the way.
No.
So did you ever become a crusty?
I thought she was well dead by this point.
I think she's the undead.
I thought it was quite early on in the film.
She's the undead.
There's so much sitting about in her sick room.
No, she's still the...
She's hovering between life and death.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I recall from watching it first that she died a lot earlier and turned into the undead. No. A lot fucking.
She is. She's currently in a state of flux, but a quantum flux. She is Schrodinger's 90s minor celebrity.
It's like an hour. Fucking hell. She's not looking well right
doesn't
now.
Like garlic though.
This is exciting.
Does she still act at all?
Miss Lucinda Stevens.
I can't think about much else that I ever saw her in. She became famous, I'm afraid, for being the partner or paramour
of Jude Law.
Of Jude Law and having lots and lots of children.
Well, the
and
two of them were.
She was
shagging the drummer from Supergrass, apparently. And they were part of their swinging band.
Were they
band.
Not all like 12 or something?
No, they were young.
They were free. But the both Jude Law and Sadie Frost were in that Rotten Film Shopping.
Yes. Oh, now she's a bad lad. Now she's and a bad lad. It's all kicking off.
But then it was like, so he goes on to have a baffling career. I don't know why, because he's not good in anything until he gets to Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
But there was this terrible misogynistic thing where she didn't really have much of a career. But then she had children because they were married and they had children. Mm-hmm. So there was the presumption that she must have given up her career to him.
Yeah.
It was just dreadful because it's like reverse sexism. She actually didn't have much of her career because she's no fucking use.
Yeah.
It's not her children's fault that she didn't
have
her career.
Yeah, don't blame the kids.
Yeah, she's a terrible actress.
I bet the kids of those two are fucking unspeakable.
No, but you know what I like to think? I like to think that they're like those kind of kids that are mortified by their parents.
And they're actually just like nice wee guys and lassies who are just like,
what a beam out my mum and dad.
It's like all that, do you know all that stuff that came out after the objectionable way she was treated by that awful husband of hers, but all the stuff that came out about how Nigella brings up her kids when it's like, you know, she just lounges about in bed and gives them 50 quid a day spending money to get their tea in and stuff like that. You think,
Does she want to adopt anybody?
But it was just sort of like, you know, if you were doing the equivalent on a council estate, they'd be taken off you. You know?
Yeah, no,
you're wealthy, so it's fine, apparently.
It sounds idyllic to me. I mean, I had such an aggressively enriching and educational childhood, I would have done anything to just be allowed to fuck about.
Do you know how hard you'd have had to have worked when we were all rough? We're all rough, not apart from you.
I'm a bit older than
you. Yeah, but we cover a scale. But imagine, you know, like we're all roughly the same age.
If we were the travelling Wilburys, I'd be Royal Oberson.
But imagine how hard you'd have had to have worked to spend 50 quid a day back then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
I mean, it would have been without actually buying kitchen equipment or tools or drugs.
Or a car.
You couldn't have spent 15 quid back then a day.
Yeah.
You'd have had to have opened a shop with all the stuff you bought.
I'd have bought comics, Chewits.
Chewits were great.
I'd have gone down to
Ben's the Baker's.
You'd have done what? Yeah.
Gone down to Ben's the Baker's, got a wee cream apple turnover.
Ben's the Baker's?
Yeah.
Would you like a pineapple?
And then I'd have hoied up to the Granada service station and
everybody.
Got my ice cream. That's it. And then gone and then got down the venture.
Yeah, okay.
Why the Granada service station? Was that where it was all
cream.
Happening?
Yeah, the good ice cream.
The
Granada service
station.
It was like a sort of even better than a Cornetto.
Was it pre-packed or
no? Comprendi, even better than a Cornetto. Sorry,
how can this be even better than a Cornetto? Yeah, it came in a sort of a plastic container thing, so it was it was great.
But was it like a cone?
No, it was sort of cone shaped, but you didn't actually get a cone, so it was lovely. It was kind of like a cross between a sundae and a Cornetto. It was good.
Well, sort of like a screwball with the it's cone shaped, but the ice cream goes to the bottom, like the ones you used to get the bowl of bubble gum.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Right,
it was good.
Oh, right, okay.
Was it unleaded?
That's not better than a cone.
Oh, and then I'd whack some change into playing Tron. Or I'm trying to think what other arcade.
Tron was quite expensive.
I think
you're actually.
Back to that. That's 50 quid.
That's about three quid. I think you're actually making your childhood sound much more exciting than it actually was.
No. That's what I would have done if I'd had all that money.
You'd have had
I just described what I did in a year.
You'd have had to have done that on repeat.
Yeah.
All day to get halfway through 50 quid. In fact. You know, you'd be lucky in the scenario if it was like you're not coming back till that 50 quid spent. It's like, well, I'll see you.
Just check into a hotel.
Maybe if you bought, was it Secret Bars? The ones secret that were like monumentally expensive, but great. Yeah.
I'll tell you how you could.
Do you remember a Secret Bar?
No.
It was a very short period. On about 1991?
Yeah, around.
And they were. They look like shredded wheat, like a chocolate shredded wheat.
It's Jabberwocky,
like a nest of.
Yeah, like a nest, It was like chocolate mousse
in the
middle.
Oh,
yeah.
And they were in like a cardboard tray, and it was like gold and blue rain.
And that was an ice cream.
No, it was a chocolate bar.
Phenomenally delicious and expensive. So expensive. Probably could have got rid of your 50 notes and a peppermint.
Around about 91, 92 was when the tits and arse came out, though, wasn't it?
The what?
Tits and arse ice cream.
What?
Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, remember,
that was around it, because that's when Cornettos suddenly seemed like...
I can imagine anything more sophisticated.
Because it was like DVDs coming out, really, wasn't it, you know?
Does anybody but me now, listener, remember the precursor to the Magnum bar, which was called, weirdly, not soap, the Dove bar?
Yeah, remember, it came in a box.
Yeah.
So it was like a... It was basically a Magnum, but stubbier, and in a box.
Yeah.
Was it not Galaxy chocolate?
It was, because it didn't taste of anything. Yeah.
Yes, it was Galaxy.
Just like a Dove bar of soap doesn't actually smell of anything.
The only difference is that, I have to use Dove bar because the point is that it's... You know, the point is that it's not scented, so it has its benefits.
Mm.
That's not a benefit for ice cream.
No.
In any circumstance.
Scentless ice cream.
Do you get a good soap going on at a Dove bar?
You do. Do you want me to go and get
it? No, I just want you look like that rat in the shower.
No, if you imagine Mr. Snuffleupagus is doing it.
I'm an Imperial Leatherman. Or, much to the hatred of everyone who shares a house with me. What's that?
Right said Fred.
You know, the coal tar soap.
That's weird stuff.
I love that. It's got this institutional smell.
It reminds me of school. As does Pears soap.
That reminds me of having a bath in the bath that my dad was in when Uncle George
pissed in it.
I think we told the story before. Years ago, my dad was in the bath.
Look, they're getting married.
Uncle George came in.
Because they love each other.
Hugh, I need to get a cold. Let him in. He walked in, got it out, and pissed in the bath, and my dad was lying in the bath just out of sheer badness.
Oh, whoa!
Yes! That was my Uncle Doddy, one of the great men.
Wow. Can I tell you how I did?
Wait, Agat, so Dodi why is he name, back Dodi with Talkin as her?
He just turns up after he falls into the water.
He goes to
manages to get to a village.
He goes to a convent that's run by the sisters from from Jabberwocky. Unfortunately, one of them's not Gordon Kay. And then they send for her. She gets there in no time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he doesn't. The evil, you know, time-spanning presence doesn't seem to notice that she's fucked off to his house.
Well, EasyJet had started by then.
Meanwhile, the dog, Sex Dog, Sex Wolf is back and fucked her to death.
Yeah.
That's
right. No, he does.
Because he's raging that she's getting married.
Yeah, he does notice that she's away, so he goes and fucks her to death.
Wow.
It's lovely, isn't it?
A lovely film.
I
was going to say, I could dispense another £1.95 of that 50 quid.
So, what was the £1.95?
Murder Casebook.
Oh,
can I also point out that none of these people are in proper Victorian mourning?
No, absolutely not. No, the women's faces aren't covered.
Yeah. Is that Richard Lee Grant?
The windows aren't covered. Or is there's not range. Nearly enough.
What do we think of Richard Lee Grant?
Oh, it's great. Yeah,
you a fan of Richard Lee Grant?
I am now.
Explain.
He's turned into quite a good guy now. He does that quite fun program about hotels and things.
Yes. Oh, he's good on that.
Yeah,
actually.
It's good fun. But I think he was a bit unspeakable when he was younger.
I met him once, he was very nice.
Yeah. Then he was another one, actually, who, after being in With Neil and I and How to Get Ahead in Advertising, just sort of vanished.
He did a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, I think probably Hudson Hawk had something to do with that.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm one of the few people that actually likes Hudson Hawk. I thought it was great.
I've never seen it.
I can't pretend I liked it. I didn't hate it, but... Yeah, it's one of those films you watch and go, I don't know what they were thinking.
I think it was the guy that made Heathers, wasn't it?
So you're a Richard Grant fan then?
Yeah, I like Richard Grant, yeah. His diaries are very funny and I think he's actually quite a good actor.
And I think we all agree that he is the great...
Don't.
He is the great
Doctor. Oh, yes,
Doctor.
Yeah. Scream of the Shallow.
Absolutely, yeah.
He should have been the Doctor, Jack. He was
casting his great Rose.
Him or Gillian Renter.
Scream of the Shallow.
Do you not think Gillian sometimes Doctor Who fans just take themselves a bit seriously, Rose?
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
Well, you know, I just think they can be a bit wanky, can't they?
Talking about...
I mean, it's all right. I enjoy it, but you know what I mean?
Shut up.
I can go without seeing it. You know?
It's a children's programme.
Sorry, I've just realised for the first time that he goes... That Keanu Reeves goes all the way back to London, then goes all the way back to the castle.
Yeah. Not yet, though.
In the course of the film.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have probably taken about 2 years back then.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Stinking.
Wow.
I think he'd probably get about two-thirds of the way there and say, you know what?
You know,
I'm not that bothered. If he's going back to the castle, he's just fucking...
It's fine.
She's not even that interesting, to be honest with you.
It's really great. I'm glad we're married now. I'm just going to have to go back to that castle where all those women were sucking me off. I mean, where I was stuck desperately trying to get home to you all that time.
Do you think he was sitting doing his diary going, it is terrible, I'm going to die here at the end of the world. And the lasses are like, if you stay here much longer, we are going to fuck you to death. Anyway, I'll maybe see you at Christmas.
Oh, I've missed another boat.
Send some salt.
Come see me.
You have no idea the conveyance that I've got to do.
The cliffs are enormous.
Years in spunk. Jonathan.
High cliffs, terrible weather.
And then see that thing where he puts the seal on it.
And oceans of anal sex.
Have crossed oceans of bum sex.
That, of course, is the great Cary Elwes. Fuck knows how you pronounce his name, but he is another rotten actor.
Yes, and how has that? But that's a career that's persisted more than almost anybody else's.
Yeah, well, Tony turns up these 20 million.
Well, I don't mean Tony. He's an actual actor.
Goes for a drive.
Yeah. No, the rest of them. Cary Elwes is, he does at least have the grace to appear in Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
That's true.
With Mel.
He's also in Robin Hood, Prince of Robin Hood, Men in Tights, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he is. Yeah, he became a bit of a Mel Brooks favourite.
Isn't he an author or something now?
Is he?
I think he might be.
He's in The Princess Bride.
Indeed.
Dread Which Pirate Roberts, or Prince, whatever the fuck his name is. What else is he in?
He turned up in something strange recently.
He crops up in sort of strange films every now and again.
Here she comes doing the weirdy like Imelda Staunton thing. I'll get a wee baby.
See that baby?
I'll get a baby.
Ed Sheeran. Walking with a tramp. She died because she's a tramp. Stick to stick.
Oh, stops the baby.
Boom, tsh, boom, tsh.
Drops the baby.
So what did Coppola do after this, then?
His next film after this was, as a director, it was probably that, the one you like, the John Grisham one.
Oh, The Rainmaker.
Yeah, I think he might have made that after this. Or else it might have been Jack.
Oh.
He hasn't made a film any good for a very long time.
He's had a very patchy career, then, isn't he?
Jack is certainly one of the worst films that's ever been made. Which is about Robin Williams.
Uh-huh. Oh, I saw that in the cinema in America. Unbelievably bad.
Why is he so bad? He's a kid.
He's growing
But he grows up.
Right.
So, but he's still a kid. So uh-huh. it's Robin Williams.
It's like Big John.
But
Nicholson.
it's full.
But he died.
It's full on Robin Williams pelt.
Yeah.
Right, version as well.
Yeah.
Like in a class with kids and all that.
Is it like Robin Williams when he's being interviewed on something and he has to stand up and do his shtick?
Would tell the same jokes in six accents.
Yeah, but he has
to stand up. Because it's not even that funny.
No, it's full treacle dripping. Yeah.
Oh, it's saccharine,
like,
Robin Williams.
Oh, look, he's giving her the stick. They're all just like, I mean, it's just kind of, it's a wee bit distasteful, actually, because it's just like,
a little bit,
you know, there's a group of men. Well, this is another thing.
Chopping the head off of him.
Yeah, and then they cut to this sort of
joke. Yeah,
so
then they all eat it.
So this lassie's been murdered, just had to be cut to bits, and then they cut to him cutting up the beef.
A beefy feast. Let's enjoy this beefy feast. Don't think about that. And
and then he makes a joke out of it. It's horrible.
This woman is a piece of meat. Yeah,
it does, absolutely.
It does have... it does, however, have one of Keanu Reeves' best delivered lines in this. This is, I brought the bastard in myself to Carfax a beer.
And his hair's now gone white as well.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There's Anthony Hopkins scratch of the head.
He does it all the time. The patented scratch and rub.
I can smell it on Fanny Claire, or whatever it is.
He said in Silence of the Lambs. I can't remember.
Yep. See you.
That's Claire Short he's talking to.
See you. I can smell your
so funny.
You got an Oscar for that.
Don't do that. There's three microphones here. You don't need to be doing this. You can stop it.
I can smell your body, Claire.
Why is this addressed at me? I'm not called Claire and I don't have a funny.
It tastes like a tin of beans.
Slightly metallic.
This is such a...
A bit like
slightly
steps.
Sweet.
This is such a terrible film.
I was in particular fear. No, you weren't.
The makeup and hair is terrible.
Yeah.
I know,
but the
bastard
is. I know, it's just. There. It is literally that, isn't
Carfax.
It? A quick bit of towel because he walked on. There you go.
A dust of Yardley Lily of the Valley.
I love this. It's vampire.
No, he does not. He says. Vampires
do exist. Oh, well, thanks for that reassurance, because otherwise we've just cut the head off a corpse.
Yes, doesn't mind, it was a woman.
It was shits and gigs, apparently. It is really quite unpleasant, that, isn't it? And then cuts to a joke.
She was mad for cock. And it was only a lady anyway, so doesn't matter.
In Holland, we'd call her Vandercock.
Okay.
It would have been much more interesting had she actually had the social position and maintained it the way that she would have done, and then died. Imagine that she died and then retaken her place in society, and they'd have to hunt her down. That'd be a real dilemma.
Yes.
Yeah. Having to hunt down somebody at the very peak of the social structure.
Yeah.
But no, they don't do that.
They've changed all the names about Lucy and Tina, they've all swapped around. And her voice in it's terrible as well. It's really sort of King's Road sort of thing. You think that's not how she would have spoken at all.
Oh, well, posh, isn't it?
Oh,
look at all my
servants.
I love it.
It's like Darren Brown.
Have a Nicky.
My God, shopping.
Now, Craig, you watched Britannia didn't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, it was
what
terrible.
What is wrong with you?
It's rubbish, Rose.
It's a really good piece of writing.
No, it's not. You've just been hoodwinked into
by my stupid lady's parts into thinking almost, that it's good.
There's only one person
here. Oh, you have
here.
To drag everything down to your
yeah,
parts.
There's only one person here that keeps mentioning your foo-foo, and it's not me, okay? It's Jez Butterworth. I just don't
Jez
get it,
Butterworth
man.
Has never mentioned my
Jez
foo-foo.
Jez Butterworth's always mentioning her foo-foo.
Apparently so, yeah.
Mm, well, I think it's good.
I thought it was rotten.
Why do you think it was rotten?
Tonally all over the place. I didn't quite understand what it was meant to be. Too many scenes of, weird sort of shots and point of view. And like the first episode, which is the only one I've watched, it was like 20 characters. However, I can do quite a good impression of David Morrissey.
Go on.
Not good enough for my wife, who really loves David Morrissey, but
here's
his voice.
It.
People of Britain, I am Rome, and where I walk is Rome.
That was great.
That's pretty good.
That was great.
Yeah, you're sorry now for all those comments.
Now he is a good actor.
Hello, Rose. There you go.
Isn't he?
Yep.
David Morrissey.
Is that David Morrissey?
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Pretty good.
I like David Morrissey, actually. Yeah, I think pretty much everyone on Earth would rattle David Morrissey, wouldn't they? He is a sexy boy.
Has he been shooting anything?
Just looked, no, he's great and looks like filth and everything.
Yeah, and comes across as a good bloke as well. And
he does come across as a good bloke, you're right. Yeah.
Isn't he married to, what's her name? She's quite, she's the novelist. Freud. Not Emma Freud, she's the unspeakable one.
No.
She's one of the Freuds, and he's married to her. She's quite a good writer, I think.
Do you remember him in a BBC series called Out of the Blue? Not many people remember this.
No,
it was a cop series.
Yeah, yeah, that was
great. Yeah, I remember that.
He was brilliant in that. He came in series two. He was like a kind of troubled cop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the arc was around him. That was it was the first
was
thing.
Was he a maverick cop who didn't play by the rules?
He was,
results.
But it worked really well. Yeah. Out of the Blue was a great series.
Did he walk out and say,
he didn't break
I am a cop. And where I walk is cops. He's also
he didn't break the rules, but he bends them.
Yeah,
and he was in Holding On, which we talked about.
He wasn't Holding On. Yeah,
podcast. I think I first saw him in Drowning by Numbers.
Gosh, really?
Oh God, that's right. Yeah.
There was totally in that. Like, yeah.
So he must get his cock out, presumably. Then,
of course he does.
That's a great soundtrack.
I'd say any Michael Nyman soundtrack.
Yeah,
that's pretty good impression.
But, to be fair, that sort of periods of Peter Greenaway, actually, I've got a bit of time for.
Oh, I do, and I definitely think that's.
And I said in two notes, Belly of an Architect, and then what's it called? After that, I fell apart from him. But that period is quite good.
I like Prospero's books as well.
Nah, I kind of sort of fell out.
It's because you see
John Gielgud's cock. Nah.
And I think, yeah,
this is actually quite good. The bat thing is quite nice.
Wah!
Special effects by a Roman
cares
Coppola.
By this point?
I'll tell you what I first saw him in. He plays plays what's his name? The conductor in Hilary and Jackie. Daniel Barenboim.
Mm.
He walks up and says, "People of the proms, my name is Barenboim, and where I walk is the proms." He's very good at that.
But I think things like when those Peter Greenaway films and Derek Jarman films were all on Channel 4 late at night, that is the kind of thing that's really instrumental when you're a teenager because they really push your ability to interpret them, and they give you that kind of fascination with going like, this is a bit beyond me.
I want to get it,
to be able to encounter that stuff and to find it so difficult to apprehend, but to know that you want to.
You sort of don't get that on TV at all anymore.
When I watched The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and the Lover,
I
remember
in the cinema.
Right at the very climax of the bit where they bring the cooked body out, thinking, my God, there's Willie Ross. He used to be the Cranky's electronic comic.
I liked... actually, someone who still does that a wee bit for me is Paul Thomas Anderson.
Mm.
The film The Master in particularly.
Oh, completely.
I didn't quite know what you're doing all the time with this, but I really, really like it. And I'm kind of challenged by it and don't really know how I'm supposed to react to some of it, but in a good way.
Yeah, I get that with Michael Haneke as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also there's bits where you're like, I'm sort of bored, but I'm still really compelled. And the bits that feel slightly boring feel like space to think about the slightly enigmatic stuff. And I'm really glad that I encountered those kind of films when I was young. And all, like, you know, all the kind of Almodovar and all those films that I saw in those strands. Not least because, you know, you're horny as hell.
Yeah,
and
sure,
there's
yeah.
definitely, you know, I
that's
don't...
It's plenty
to watch in the come on.
Oh, yeah, and the tit and the moon and things like that. There's, I would say in my experience, there's no less tapping one out for the lasses than the lads. And there was definitely like an opportunity to throw one off the handle. But by the same token, more than that, it was all like very instrumental in pushing my development of appreciating things that are aesthetically difficult or enigmatic.
But then, as I've contended, that's one of the great things that has gone wrong with this film.
Yep, absolutely, I agree
with
you.
Which is, it's impossible now to stumble across those films in quite the same way.
Yeah, on TV. Yeah.
And especially from public service broadcasters. Mm.
You can't just look, you can't just sit late night on a Sunday or a Friday, not a Saturday.
No, but actually you did, because on a Saturday evening you used to get cinema, what it was called, that Terence Davies used to... it was middle of the evening on Saturday.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to see a Z and two nonce.
No, but they
no, and you're
stuff
certainly
like...
not going to accidentally see Line and Integer or
no,
like some
I mean,
weird Jans Bankmeyer Clayhead
no,
animation
in that thread,
on BBC
they would show
Two.
2001 or
no, no, but,
I don't,
but I'm just talking
death
I'm
things like that.
Speaking more specifically about the sort of thing that Rose is talking about, where you would be like sitting at maybe like 11 o'clock on a Sunday night when everything's cleared out or of the schedules, 11:30 say on a Sunday night or a Friday night when all the comedy and everything's done. And it could be anything from Jubilee to Drowning by Numbers. I mean, I take your point about all the other stuff you could stumble across, but I just mean in those kind of films.
Yeah.
But because those kind of films don't even crop up on the film channels now.
That's right.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
you don't see
right,
foreign cinema accidentally anymore.
No.
I would contend they were more deadening than that, because in those days, Channel Film on 4, which showed a lot of those films, was it 8 o'clock? Was it 9 o'clock on a Thursday night?
Mm.
So it wasn't even that late.
No, I know, but the film on 4 tended to be more, not always, but it tended to be more things like...
no, but I had the Greenaway films.
Did it?
Yeah, because they funded all them. Jubilee was shown as a red triangle on a
oh, yeah, no,
which was quite tricky because if my parents were out, that was a great chance to crack one off like Montenegro or TRM, is it the one?
Hang on, you'd crack one off like Montenegro.
And then you get there, you know, you get wee Grey going, you're all ready to go, and then it's like, you know, Dexter Fletcher running about with two boys rub their cocks off each other.
Dexter
now,
Fletcher,
I'm
not
saying, it didn't work. I'm not saying that.
Oh, here we go. Love what you love.
See, this is just a, this is what
so now this is where she actually
seduces. She
this
gives
is
into
where
it.
She actually falls for what she's he's literally just murdered and
he's
chopped
murdered
up
her mate,
her best pal.
He's abused her
and stalked her and abused her and
and she's just been smoke raped.
That's the point when women usually give in.
Yeah, when you blow like a noxious hallucinogen into their system against their will, yeah, they usually do suddenly find you weirdly charming when that happens.
He's the equivalent of that utter cunt that was playing the piano in Bristol University Quad.
Oh, yeah,
that?
To get...
What's that?
Where you're like, oh, 10 years, 10 years ago, we were all daft enough to probably find that virally really romantic. We now recognise that.
What was this?
Horrible, creepy
stalking. Last year, this guy, he was a student, he'd gone out with this girl, she had dumped him, which happens a lot. And
Especially to him, because he seems like a penis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looked a bit like... What was the name of that badger that became the famous poet for them all, the £1 million?
Oh, Murray Loughlin Young. What
him,
Oh, wow, remember him.
So he turned up in the quad at Bristol University, which is quite famous, playing a piano, saying he wouldn't stop playing it until she gave in and, to his love, which is... That's, you see, that's actually...
Right,
I think at some point.
Fun fucking Ross Norris McQuarter, by the way.
I think at some point the authorities stepped in and said no.
Wow.
But he actually, and it was in the papers and whatnot.
As in a romantic.
No, I think most.
It
was in the papers, as in like
as
this is stalking.
Thing.
That's horrendous.
All right, okay.
Aggressive,
all right,
and you know that kind of twindy schmindy mumblecore films have a lot to answer for.
Right,
you know, in that idea,
John Cusack holding up a beatbox to wear her down.
Yeah, absolutely. We
did that
like,
in Granada.
If the idea of wearing someone down comes into your plan to engender romance, that fundamentally to me is quite a big problem.
Can I suggest that he thought he was a romantic, but he was just an ass?
Do Do we think that this film would have been better had it been done in the voice of Werner Herzog?
I think what Anthony Hopkins was trying to do.
I have crossed oceans of time to be with you.
I thought I'd crossed oceans of time to be with you, but actually I'm just an asshole.
I don't think he'd judge himself to be. I think it would be like, and then I looked into your eyes and I realised that you were nothing but an asshole.
Look at his mutton chops there. He looks like fucking Amos from Emmerdale Farm.
He does. I was scared of Amos from Emmerdale Farm. I think because of his mutton chops.
Do you think you're supposed to find him attractive?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I think so.
Hi-oh!
Here comes the great line. Here comes my favourite
line. I
quite like
the design of this.
Look, he's got a wee Masonic bit. I love this line. Not this
you
line.
You think you could destroy me, but you were just an arsehole.
Stamp your wee fit, there you go.
Oh, he's a big bear.
It is quite a nice bit of makeup, that.
Oh, he's a big bear.
Yeah, it doesn't, nice it done, doesn't yeah. actually allow. Yeah, it's not an excuse, pal.
Yeah. It's not an excuse
Captain
for perving women.
Captain Mickey and they're batty bat.
Dead and brown.
Where does the Luke wind, Wilson does the on the wind come from?
Look at Keanu Reeves, he can't even look.
Where does the wind
engaged.
Come from?
Yeah, what's generating the wind there?
A wind.
Guff.
It's just a
pass. big fan.
Look, watch, oh God. Done to me.
Look, you Keanu Reeves is just standing about as if this is all a surprise to him, but that he's being called upon to respond.
But there's nobody thinks to say, like, listen, just wait a wee minute, pal. See how you're saying, like, look what your God has done to you, look what our God has done to you. You might want to think about, like, when you stabbed the cross with your sword, drank the blood and said, can I have a wee deal? Because that is you fucked by the God.
Exactly.
That's the way that works. So
rats!
Don't chuck your evils at the God.
Basically,
rats in my room.
You want to take a look at yourself.
You just have a wee look in the mirror. Oh, sorry about that.
Have a word.
No offense.
Have a word with yourself.
Just have a look at this sketch. Cock.
Dracula feels us. He feels time. He is an asshole.
Like rubbish burning model. Like then one of those videos of a real fire that you can put
you
on
can
your
telly.
Are we getting near the end of this?
I hope so.
Yeah, sort of. Now we've got the gallop to the castle.
Okay.
It doesn't really work on any level, does it?
No, like, I really had no sense when I watched it before and was disappointed all those years ago of just how mind-blowingly dull it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's rectify some of that for the moment, ladies and gentlemen and Rose. And let's think about what are the best versions of Dracula.
What are the best
You are on the nose tonight, sir. I was
so
about to throw that in.
Let's talk about the best versions of Dracula.
So are you
and what we appreciate those versions
are. Are you a Dracula
Why,
up
who
for
are
that?
In them and when they
up
are.
For that?
Are you and is it because they are films or because they are adaptations?
Okay,
now?
Up for that. Who do you
want
to go first?
What did you want to ask Nessie, man?
Are you a Dracula fan?
You're a proper horror fan, so you go first.
A fan of Dracula?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Let's turn our back on the film. As you done.
Okay, so there's two or three things here. One is I love the 1957 Terence Fisher Dracula. Mm-hmm. It's a massive conflation of the book. Mm-hmm. It's about 80 minutes, but that's not a bad thing. Looks beautiful, sets the tone, all that. It's got Mickey Goff in it acting his wee heart out. And it's got quite a nice. Because, it deals with a sexuality thing without it being about love or sexuality. It's just that she basically, you know, she's getting bitten at night. She's in a loveless marriage to some stiff arsehole, Michael Goff. And at night, Christopher Lee's turning up and we're getting wired into it. And she's kind of enjoying this. Like, well, this is all right, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So it deals with all that well. It does it in 80 minutes. It's absolutely terrific. The best single adaptation for me is the 1977 BBC Philip Zavala one
with
Louis Jordan, who is tremendous in it.
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Judy Bowker, I don't know how you pronounce that.
And I'd say one of the reasons why I think it's because it's really fucking weird.
It's really weird.
Have you seen
Frank
it?
No,
it's fucking weird.
Yeah, we should watch that.
In what
that.
Way?
It's very... It's very gothic.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's very...
Filmed in Whitby.
It's not quite... Yeah.
Was it like a Sunday serial type thing?
It was a two or three parter shown in the week. Two-parter, I think.
It's not... It's
really
almost,
good.
It's like... Supernatural's the wrong way to put it. It's almost like paranormal is the way to describe it.
Mm.
And it has a certain amount of sort of special effects. But actually, most of it is just to do with Louis Jourdan, who's so magnetic.
You would never have thought that, yeah.
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
And it has the great bit of him coming up the outside of the building properly, which scared the shit out of me. I've got it on DVD. I'll bring it over sometime while I watch it, because
it's really,
really
good.
And Frank Finlay is a fucking brilliant Van Helsing.
Yeah, because he's a mad bastard.
And Dirty, what's his name's in it as well, isn't he? Shoestring.
Trevor Eve.
Yeah.
In terms of... That's definitely, I think, that's the best adaptation of it. In terms of films, I pretty much like all the Hammer ones. Yeah.
Even AD 1772 and Taste of Mother Dracula.
The only one I know that is mental is the Laurence Olivier.
Yeah, John Badham's film.
With Frank Langella. Yeah, that is damn crazy. Yeah.
No, that's the one Trevor Eves in. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Oh, that is crazy.
The Lady Rose.
Yes, what are you shaking your head at? What's the problem?
Oh, just that she's doing the whole, like...
Oh, you're actually watching the film.
Oh, no, I just was distracted by her thrashing about feeling her own tit and going, I'm so sorry, Keanu Reeves, what have I done to you? And you're like, you haven't done anything, it was Gary Oldman.
Yeah, you've literally...
Like, the entire film is victim blaming.
Yeah, why are you carrying the can for this? I shouldn't have paid attention to it again.
Which, that looks like a nice, comfy train, doesn't it?
It does look like a lovely kind of Agatha Christie train. Yes. I'm not that bothered about...
I'd be like,
I'm
going to have a wee nip and then I'm going to go to my bed.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Jack on it.
And in the morning, I'll have a good breakfast.
You're not a Dracula?
I'm not that into Dracula and vampires. I think vampires always felt like slightly the wrong kind of goth.
Right. Oh, really?
For me.
What is your right type of goth? Horror. No, I want to hear this first. Don't talk over the lady.
Tilt. I mean, probably more folk horror, so probably The Wicker Man.
All right.
But actually, in all honesty,
probably
no, the kind of gothic that isn't that horror based. So The Red Shoes and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, you know, that's.
See, I'm not a big fan of Dracula, which is why I think that the television one we're talking about had such a big effect on me, because I didn't expect it to be anything other than the Dracula films that I'd seen, which were entertaining but not scary. Mm-hmm. But it must have been a repeat.
Yeah, it was repeated in the mid-80s, because
I watched it, it was my mum that said, oh, we'll need to watch this, and it was like a Friday... Not
yeah,
really.
I remember seeing it around then.
Oh, fuck, man.
But when it went out in 1977, I wasn't allowed to watch it, and I was fucking raging. And my brother kept telling me how great it was.
Was that when you were the poet laureate? I was
doing my PhD at the time in literary phenotype
archaeology. Oh, and here's the extended sequence where he tries to purge her of sin.
That's nice.
And it gets a bit kind of rapey as well. It's not nice.
I can't remember anything about this section of the film either.
She's also really bad in this. They both are, actually.
I was going to mention another vampire series, which was Ultraviolet.
Oh, with Corin Redgrave and him
Jack
from
Davenport.
Jack Davenport. That's funny, I was just thinking about that the other night, because every now and again, you know those Ultraviolet films? Uh-huh. They're called Ultraviolet. And who's that in them? Is it Scarlett Johansson or something like that?
No, I don't know.
They're like a series now of I think there was a trilogy of them, and they're making another one.
Is that the vampires and werewolves fighting? It's Michael Sheen in...
No, that's Twilight.
All right, sorry.
No.
He's in Ultraviolet, I think.
The vampire and werewolves is Twilight, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there are vampires versus werewolves in Twilight, and also in these things with Michael Sheen and Kate Beckinsale.
That's
they were married, and she was married to the director of them, and Michael's in the film.
Because Sheen's in Twilight as well.
Aye.
But anyway, so whenever I see it, I think, it's that fucking thing.
Susanna Hawker was in it. It's always
and it was quite, it was very low budget.
Wasn't that written by someone who went on to write for Dot? Chibnall or
No, it's not.
Joe Ahern,
yes, he directed
it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did you watch Ultraviolet?
Yeah, I quite liked it, but I feel like I've slightly elided it in my head into Neverwhere, the Neil Gaiman film as well. I feel like somehow I've slightly interpolated them.
That would be quite entertaining. You get to King's Cross and they fucking chew your face off.
I'm like, as with Guillermo del Toro, I'm a real agnostic on gaming.
Instead of just Freddie Jones at Ernie's Court going, oh, oh,
so
oh,
then the question is, so was Neil is Neil Gaiman the right kind of goth? Neil Gaiman and Sandman.
Oh, yeah, Sandman was the right kind of goth. Latterly, I am less interested in him, albeit perversely, I think he's probably a lot better now, and I do have a huge amount of respect for him, but like Sandman was definitely the right kind of goth.
I thought that doesn't seem to have aged very well, Sandman. In people's
did
lives.
You go off because of Amanda fucking Palmer, whatever her name is?
I take issue with certain things that she does and says, but actually, I just
she's Amanda
had.
She's a
get with actor. The kids, Chris. Yeah.
She's
not
a,
the kids.
A performance actor, actress, a performance artist and singer. Yeah. She's the best one in the entire world, apparently. She'll tell you this. She's also married to Neil Gaiman now.
Oh, sorry. Okay, right. Okay. Right,
but they're not exclusive to each other because she likes ladies too, apparently. They like to tell her stuff like that. Ad nauseam.
But it's not, like, nothing like that. I've just gone off that. Like, I think I sort of lost my appetite for a lot of kind of fantasy and gothic.
Oh, three women have had their heads cut off.
Was it also because...
Oh, right, when we weren't even... Yeah. And he's just... Throwing them around like a net full of mitre deltas.
More dead women, there you go.
Also,
they all like shagging into the void, dirty bitches.
Abraham Van Sutcliffe.
Three women that were clearly vassals of the man, Dracula.
Yeah, like under his spell.
Yeah, better chop their heads off.
Did he chop any of these wee badgers' heads off? These wee Carpathian fellows.
Well, they all got a bit of a pasting at the end.
Oh, she's confused.
Here he is. I'm waiting for the sun to come.
Why does he look like he's in a kind of 70s flame effect coal fire?
Yeah. I'm in the carpet.
Rush to the ironmongers.
I've crossed oceans
of coal. Red bulb.
They seem to just keep doing the same thing as well.
Yeah.
It's like they have a kind of confrontation with him. And then
look
they
at
go
that
somewhere
ship
else
fake
and have
snow as well. Not there, but in the close-up.
I have to say, the light's quite good. They get the light of sort of dusk quite good.
Look at the tissue paper.
Crepuscular
on it.
Light.
Look at the... That's a good word, that, isn't it?
I love crepuscular. Crepuscular.
Yeah.
The crepuscular.
Hamsters are crepuscular. Look at the tissue paper on
hamsters
them.
Hamsters.
Yeah, that is awful.
Look, tissue paper.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, why is it odd?
It's dreadful, isn't it?
All the bits.
But is it meant to be? Is it meant to be?
Or is
no,
it?
No, is it path? It's accidentally gone jobbies. There's nothing. There's nothing.
Nobody cares by now, do they?
The
art department just don't care.
Mind you,
no,
this kind of running about bit's all gone a bit sort of the fall guy.
But there's
I'm
just
a jumping no
so many
drops.
Yeah.
None
of them. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Nothing here relates well to one another. Like none of it sits in relation or proportion. It's like it's close up. It's a model. It's real people. It's platelets. It's a gas fire.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A sunset.
Yeah.
It's
given that this is the man.
It's an aerial shot. Jesus.
That is the fucking weirdest conveyor belt in generation games ever.
But this is the guy that directed the air attack in Apocalypse Now, which, unspeakable film though it is an amazing sequence.
Why do you describe
it's
that as an unspeakable film?
Because it's just, as you say, it's the sort of thing that you like when you're a teenage boy, you know. It's you think it's deep and it's actually not.
It's really not.
Shit.
It's
and he doesn't know how to end it.
No. He doesn't know when to fucking end it either. But no, it has a horrible...
It's got the doors in it.
No, Apocalypse Now has a horrible sense of its own both importance and as if it's some sort of... it's finally making sense of Vietnam for people.
You are better off ignoring it and just watching Hearts of Darkness,
no, absolutely.
Documentary about
Watch a couple of documentaries. Mm. Read a fucking book.
Mm. No, but the documentary bollocks. About the making of Apocalypse Now, Hearts
no,
of Darkness,
but what
is
I mean
great.
Is it, yeah, sure. But, I mean, it's better than the film. But I mean, if what it and I'm I contend it does present itself as you know oh man we're just making sense of Vietnam man just read
need
a book
to sit with it you know
yeah you just
got to
get your
hands on
just
here's some
by the way can have some of that chili
you know we had that
no
you know you compiled that list of like shit stuff like the doors a bit earlier on would the book Heart of Darkness be in there or not
no
do you like the book Heart of Darkness.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows because nobody can finish.
I've read it.
Nobody's
what?
Nobody's
finished. But you don't read. But
Nobody's finished Heart of the Darkness and realised that they've read it.
It's quite
stop
a thin book.
And shit the fucking bed. Jack's read a book.
Yeah, that is
and he's finished Heart of Darkness.
Fucking
but it is quite short, but it doesn't feel like it.
No,
it's boring, but it's not in the same list of like pseudo psychedelic pretentious 60s wank that 90s teenagers, particularly boys, were into.
Yeah.
No, it's also that match. And Ken,
the Dice Man is.
That's you're quite right. Yes.
10 pages into it. 10 pages into it, I wished I was in a bedroom with darkness.
I just switched the light off and I wasn't. I was quite happy then.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Here we go. But it's not as boring as Lord Jim, which I had to read when I was a student.
Fuck.
And it's terrible. But I never got through Nostromo. As I told you the last time I bought it, thinking, oh, it's going to do with Alien. I got like 10 pages in. A description, long sentences describing the economics.
It's more to actually. It's more like Alien Resurrection.
Why is that then?
Because it makes no fucking sense.
Another film which we're on a writer turned up
in there somewhere. We did a comment.
Which she does.
Alien Covenant the other week, which. Can you imagine what our view of that was?
Fairly dim, I would hope.
Yes.
Chris loved it.
Stop being. That's a terrible thing to do, actually.
I don't want to dislike anything that's got Michael Fassbender in it. And I really
do you like Michael Fassbender?
Really?
Yeah.
Do Michael you? Fassbender.
Michael Slappy Fassbender.
Oh, is he a bit of a.
We'll talk about that off.
Away from the camera, away from the microphone.
Yeah.
And the lawyers.
Oh, okay, mate.
Here we go. So, this is here, not go black again at the end here because he's killed them.
Oh, I genuinely just thought they'd forgotten to put stuff in here.
The talc is.
How little confidence this film leaves you with.
That's weird, and she actually gives him a snog here.
Yeah, she gets right in there.
Where is my god? He has forsaken. No, that was kind
You're fucking chip is still in the.
Again, victim blaming. He's victim blaming God. That's quite him doing.
Ah, you've got that's going it.
Well, that's fine because she's a woman as well.
That's
so,
true. Is he a male cougar then? Is that what's going on there? Is she mad for the cougars?
It's like that shit 90s series Beauty and the Beast, isn't it, really?
Hey, excuse me.
Vincent.
I think it was 80s and it was great.
Was it great, was it?
It was something else. That was
interesting.
Look.
There he goes.
Old Vincent.
He's turned into Robert De Niro in The Mission.
That's a bit morphing. No, it's not morph. It's just they're just fading through.
I think his face is too wide for that look.
Yeah, and he just looks like someone from like a minor prog band.
Yeah.
Do you remember
or a well-burnished egg.
Yeah. True.
Do you remember when Morphing first came out? That was the first thing. Was it Michael Jackson? Black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that was amazing.
But do you remember those? Just
worry about my baby.
Just thinking back to
black or white.
Do you remember there was that that we mentioned Beauty and the Beast? Mm-hmm. Was quite a lot of big. Linda Hamilton was in it.
She was. Yeah.
Roy Dotrice.
Yeah.
Was in it.
He's dead now.
He's dead now. Yeah.
Who else was in it?
What's his name? Hellboy guy.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman. What drop one?
Yeah. Perlman.
But there was, I can't remember, it revolved in the production are quite big names now.
Really?
Producers, I can't remember who they are. But do you not remember, there was a sort of strand of those Friday night shows that were on randomly. So there was like Beauty and the Beast, War of the Worlds.
I never watched it.
There was never any sense you were getting near the end.
Take that, you cunt.
There was a Crime Story.
I don't remember that.
No, remember Crime Story.
I hated Crime Story. Michael Mann.
No,
it just seemed to be on forever.
Yeah. It used to be on about 20 past 11 on a Friday night.
Yeah, it was on.
And it was my dad liked it though.
Why, when there's a painting of someone in a film, can they never have it done by someone that can get a likeness worth a fuck?
Yes.
A friend was asking on Facebook today, you see a film, and there's a photograph with someone's face stuck in it to look in a photograph, why does it never look good?
Yeah.
Mm. And it's not
the post does that. is about when he's supposed to be sitting with JFK. It looks rubbish. It's like,
but we have another one of those, don't we, Jack?
What's that?
Why is it that discos and game shows
are always shit?
Are always
and newspaper front pages.
Yes. Yeah.
And our exhibitions are always really unconvincing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And
it's really
wrong
weird
for the era.
Why can't they get it right?
Thank God that's over.
Winona. Anthony Hopkins.
Wow.
I tell you what it does have.
Tour of Duty. That was the other one I was trying to remember.
Oh, that's right.
Tour of Duty.
Yeah, remember the Vietnam one where they painted black as the music.
It does have a brilliant soundtrack.
Well, this one.
Yeah, it's got a really good soundtrack.
Tour of Duty,
this.
All right, is it?
It was used in the... Remember the trailers for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy? It sort of goes... Dun, 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 nee, nee, nee. That's all from this. It's good.
Introducing Sadie Foster.
Introducing Sadie Foster.
And
playing
her as well. Yeah,
but with Tom Waits as Renfield.
But I have to say, watching this
Michael
film,
Michael Malhouse, he died last year. He was good.
It does really make me think that young women who are already feminist before they reach their dotage, I'm very impressed with them. That, you know, the fact that I think there's more young women now who would watch this film and immediately be like,
yeah,
the gender
so.
Politics of this are absolutely despicable.
Horrendous, yeah.
Get it to fuck.
Well, I mean, that's if they're not too busy doing their nails.
Oft. Oft. Chris.
Wrong time.
And so when you...
with impunity.
So when you
yes,
saw
queen.
It... So when you saw it back in the day then, you didn't necessarily... think, God, those gender politics are horrific.
No, and I feel like it's a real shame that that was not probably, like, the main source of my objection at all. I just thought it was piss boring, although
well,
not as piss boring as it actually is.
Yeah.
You know, I also feel
to
apprehend
that,
how
yeah.
fucking tedious it is, but it just was a bit of a disappointment and a non-event when I'd quite looked forward to it.
No, I think when I first saw it, I just didn't think it was very good. I just think it was a very good Dracula film. And then the next time I saw it, I thought it was a bad film.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? But now actually watching it, even without the sound, you think, this is actually fucking rubbish.
Really, one of the good things about not having the sound is we're missing the closing song by one of the people that I hate most on earth.
What is it?
It's Annie Lennox singing about... he's a Dracula, but he's my man. He treated me like a woman. Sort of thing.
It's that...
Oh, why can't...
What is it?
I can't remember what it's called.
I remember that it, at the time it was everywhere.
Is it No More I Love You?
No. I was thinking it was that.
It's something for a vampire.
It's called Love Song for a Vampire.
Love Song
for
that's
it?
The bad
but
joke.
I can't think of how it goes, and it's driving
do,
me.
Do, 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 do.
If I were a black bird,
you know the ironic thing is. You know, ironic thing is, I'm actually wearing a red bra.
Tons of my stuff.
But at the time, it was everywhere. I remember being in the house in the morning, and it being on the radio and going, "I will never have that fucking song. Can't get away from it." And went into the street. Genuinely, it was somebody was in somebody's car radio in the street. I'm like, "I've had it." And then I got on the number 4 bus to get into town, and it was in the fucking bus. I'm like,
"It's rotten. I can't bear Annie Lennox."
Why don't you like Annie Lennox?
She just annoys me. She's really pompous. I don't really understand why she's got... She's another person who I don't really understand why she's got the critical sort of adoration that she's always had. I don't really...
Timing.
I liked her when she was in The Tourists.
I think she's
I only want to
like,
be with
you. Like Lenny Lennox?
Yeah, I think
I like
yeah.
the Eurythmics.
Yeah, I like the Eurythmics.
Yeah,
but I think the Eurythmics are bigger, like are more influential and bigger than they might otherwise have been because they hit just the right time. And
they did, yeah.
If they had been a bit later, I think they would just have been a one of a number of bands.
Yeah, they would have been absorbed
into... I don't think they were so influential that they created a strand.
Sex, crime.
But Dave Stewart got unspeakably pretentious.
Yeah,
so many people involved in the making of this complete abortion.
The
miniature unit, you are all shite,
by
the way.
I quite like the miniatures.
The design wasn't great, but
it's not just a collection of small people. Isn't that what they're talking about?
They're the tiny of you people that carry the film about from the film cameras to the other ones.
Like my
2 years later. 2 years later, same writer, the numbskulls.
I want to get it myself.
Can we go first to the toilet?
Did you enjoy your League of Gentlemen radio shows?
I've got your pen.
Yeah,
here.
Very much so. Yeah.
Mr. Ingleby, do you want them?
Do you want a rubber as well?
There you go.
There is lots of rubber.
No, it's fine.
No. Oh, fine. I've dropped it.
Now, I'll tell you what's... I'll tell you what, we have forgotten about one of the best vampire films, The Lost Boys.
Oh, that's a great film.
Yeah, that is an excellent film.
And a great soundtrack.
And it has one of the best payoffs in any film.
Go on.
Well, he hasn't seen it.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Oh, you should
yes,
do
you're right, it does have an amazing
payoff.
Yeah,
you should do a commentary of Lost Boys
I don't think we've done a film where you've never seen it for the first time.
Yeah, yeah,
have we? Well, I don't mean mine or in the Orient Express.
No, I don't think we have.
We should do Lost Boys.
We're going to do that, then.
Are you afraid to face me,
David? What's it called? I was watching the other day, the ending of Bird Day. That's got one of the best endings of a film I've ever seen. The Alan Parker one. You ever seen that? It's kind of a forgotten film.
I've seen it back in the day.
It's got a great ending. Go look at the ending of Bird Day. Can we
do it?
No, it's not the one about the jazz. It's the one about the guy who's been fucked up in Vietnam.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage and...
Oh, I'm mixing it up with that film about Bird. Charlie Parker.
Yeah, it's not that one. I can tell that as many times as you like. It's not that film.
What's the one about Vietnam?
I just fucking told
you. Go fucking tell me again.
Stop talking for one second.
Oh, sorry. I thought this was the medium we were working in. Talk.
We're all talking. You shout over us.
Go on then.
The film's over. How about we all just stop talking?
Good idea.
Go on.
Bye.
Come on.
Bye.
No. Come on.
No.
Bye.
Vietnam. Come on.